The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here are the voices for Hawks football, Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Jason, it is Friday Night Lights here in beautiful College Place, Washington. Lights are on. The mood is set for homecoming. 68 degrees, dropping down to 58 by the end of the night. It's going to be a constant wind is what they're predicting, about 6 miles an hour blowing to the south, which should affect the kickoff. Maybe a touch is what I'm thinking. It might not get all the way for a touchback. But we'll have to see what's going on as tonight your College Place Hawks match up against the Wapato Wolves. We're going to go into more of it, but I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson for Friday Night Lights. We're glad to have you here. It's going to be a good night. Stick around. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley, joined by Jason Watson. As the band picks up here for homecoming, and the Hawks are going to be coming out here pretty soon. Welcome to Hawks Radio for our pregame show. You know, this game marks 5 games to go for the end of the season, and let's see if we can come away with something as tonight's, a little bit more even teams is what we're kind of getting at here. For the Hawks homecoming matchup against the Wapato Wolves, this is going to be this last game. I skipped over my notes here. Excuse me. What I was going to get at is the last game we we weren't there, obviously. But I'm glad that you're here with us this time.
Kinda had a wedding against to go to.
Against Connell was a loss, 28-70. But that was the first time that we have been on the board since game one in Chelan.
The third quarter.
With the third quarter, yeah, that was, which was a loss, 6-33. Jason, we managed to get on the board again. It was 28-70, although it was a loss.
Yeah, no. So it was, from what I was told from coach, they scored early against the first stringers. And then it sounded like in the second half, as we started getting some backups against Connell, that they were able to start putting sustained drives together and get some more points on the board and kind of open up the playbook and the scheme a little bit. So, but it was good seeing that them getting some points and kind of developing a little more and, like I said, opening up that scheme.
You're absolutely right. And they are going to be – it's in – and you had an opportunity to sit down with the coach and talk about kind of the strategy of today's matchup. And we're going to get into that here pretty soon. But stick around. First, looks like the Hawks are about to take the field here momentarily. But the Wapato Wolves are also hoping to get on the winning board again, as the last winning game they had was week two, that they won 12-9 over Wallouk, which we are going to be playing next week. And again, this kind of marks the time where, you know, you said it earlier in the pregame conversation, that this marked our first few games were very front-loaded with the top six teams. We're going to go into that information as well as conversation with the coach coming up right after this here on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only Train dealer. It's hard to stop a Train because Train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of Train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several best of the best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Folks, I don't care how you listen to us. I'm just glad you are, whether it's in the stands in front of us on the airwaves or, like you said, on the almighty internet. I'm glad you're here with us. I'm Danny Bimbley, joined by Jason Watson. And Jason had a conversation with Coach here, but here comes your Hawks. Got to be a big night, Jason. You sat down with Coach. What did he have to say?
So first he wanted to point out that Hayden Hafen, our starting running back, had a great game last week, 196 yards and a touchdown. And that put him in third in the league for leading rushers. He has a total of 40 carries for 262 yards, two touchdowns on the season. But we talked a little bit more about kind of moving forward here, a little bit about, you know, the past 4 weeks that the schedule was kind of top loaded. So the first four opponents that we've had this year were all in the top 16 in the state last year for our division.
Oh, man. Okay.
So,
boy, that explains the first half of the season.
Oh, man, that I can't imagine the mental strain on that. If I have to start my season against four of the best teams in the state. But that does kind of explain those scores a little bit. And but we also saw, as we discussed earlier, Coach said they were able to kind of open the playbook a little more, get into the scheme a little more the second half of last week. And they're hoping to do that now moving forward with teams that are a little more on our level.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping to see some more of that development and manage the pace of the game. First time this year, we have 100% of our middle linebacking core. Now we have Creeley back in there from the injury 2 weeks ago.
And which he did get lucky on that one.
Yes, he got very lucky. So it looked real bad, and he went out for the game. They carted him out, and I was told that doctor said it's just a sprain. It's kind of a weird thing. Usually they see it in, I guess the doctor's words were geriatric patients. It's some weird muscle down here that connects with, like, the hamstring. And it was a product of just that kind of weird twist he had when he got hit on the sideline in front of us. But he's back 100%. He's in the lineup again. I know, like I said, he's one of our starting middle linebackers, but I am anxious to see if he gets some more carries because he was doing real well there. And then Coach did notice or make note that our opposing quarterback is a young quarterback. They're looking to put some heavy pressure on him and that he has a tendency to never roll left. So I should expect to see a lot of pressure coming the right side the way he typically rolls out of the pocket. And that should help us isolate him and get some more pressure on him. If not some more sacks, at least put some pressure on him for some bad throws. Maybe we can get some more interceptions.
And, you know, I was watching him during warm-ups there. And it was interesting. He was very he was very young. He's, what, sophomore?
I believe so.
His height is also he's Boogie
5'6".
Boogie Patterson. Yeah, 5'6". So definitely one of the more shorter players on 5'7". Excuse me, Evan Patterson. No, he is 5'6".
5'6".
175. Sophomore, smaller guy. He was throwing hard. He was throwing really hard. But location-wise, again, this was just during practice. It was all over the place. He was just thrown to Coach, and it was the coach was jumping, trying to get it. Coach was missing it because it was a little outside. But he's throwing real hard, you know, which is something.
Throwing the ball fast and zipping it in there.
And right now we are they are going to be doing the national anthem. We're going to take a quick break here on Hawks Radio. We'll see you on the other side for a little bit more of the pregame as the game is going to be starting here in just a few minutes. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota where the answer is yes and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate. Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, friends. Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Bleek, joined by Jason Watson for a pregame show as they are introducing the away team right now, which is the Wapato Wolves. They're going to be in all white with blue pants and a white stripe. It looks like it's going to be a bit of a shinier helet, maybe a silver or a blue.
It's just a gloss finish on a blue helmet with a yellow and white stripe. And it looks like a golden and white outline W. They have the white jerseys, blue pants. We're in the all blue with the blue helmets, the blue jerseys, blue pants, with the orange and white highlights. I think those are my favorites.
These are, yeah. Standard helmets do look very nice. That is for certain. Now, we were talking about, you said, is it Creeley, or no, who is a top runner for us in this last? We were talking stats briefly.
So Hayden Hafen, last week he had 196 yards and a touchdown. He is in the league leaders. He's third. Again, 40 attempts, 262 yards, two touchdowns on the league. Looks like passing, we have, we're in sixth. Braden Fry, not very encouraging here. Just under 31% completion percentage, 356 yards. He does have a touchdown. Part I don't like seeing is he's leading. He's tied for the lead with nine interceptions in the league. But receiving, so unfortunately, we're not on the board there. And neither are we on scoring. But the rushing one is that's pretty impressive there. 40 carries, 260 yards. And he's averaging 6.5 yards a carry.
Wow.
Any time you're over 5 yards a carry is a good thing.
It is.
That's really good. So it's nice seeing that Hafen's been Hayden Hafen has been a workhorse for us. And hoping to see some more of that out of him, and hopefully we get to see some more of Creeley, too, now that he's back.
Definitely.
We're really getting into him carrying that ball up the middle, and it opened up the outside for Hafen.
You're absolutely right.
So I'm hoping to see that combo again, kind of that power and speed combo of those two.
It was fantastic, and it's something that I really want to see again is that I formation under center, man, because that was when we were in that, we were making – some stuff happened.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure.
When the formations they were getting under center, those seemed to be the biggest runs we had. So I'd like to see. You know, Coach talked about the scheme opening up. I hope we see some more formations, see some more plays like that.
So one thing I would like to mention. I know we talked about injury reports briefly. I am looking on the field, and it looks like number 15. I was wondering who it was, and he threw his jersey on now. Number 15, which is Parker Green. He is looks like he's not going to be playing tonight as he is on a crutch, and his right leg, probably his knee, is in a brace. Looks like he's getting around pretty well as he's been a little bit for warm-ups, been helpful during warm-ups, and now heading to the center of the field for the team huddle. But definitely something we should probably try to see if we can get a little bit more information on. As he didn't make our injury report, but I did want to mention that now.
Yeah, also out of our returners, we have Mr. Dylan Ongiano is out. Coach said it's not an injury-related thing. He has something else going on. It's private. But so Dylan's going to be out. And we had a lineup change on defense with one of our starting corners. Instead of Josiah Ongiano, we're going to have Evan Geese is going to be
good. Geese
opposite Logan Hafen for the cornerback position on defense.
All right. Well, it looks like we're going to do the coin toss here pretty soon. We're going to take our last timeout before the game. So stick around. We got the coin toss coming up. We got our final thoughts coming up, and we got a ball game. And it's going to happen here in just a few minutes. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music?
you should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, as kickoff is about to happen. Hawks chose, well, I don't know if they chose to receive or not, but they picked the left side of the field. So they're going to be going from left to right on your radio dial, as well as they will be receiving the ball. Looks like there's not wind.
I was going to say, you mentioned the wind is supposed to be blowing to the south tonight, correct?
Yes.
So, yeah, this is going to give us, if the wind does pick up, because the flag's not moving.
It's not moving at all. No, they predicted a pretty consistent, at least 6 to 10 mile an hour wind, and I am not seeing any movement of it yet.
So. I'm thinking they won the toss and elected to receive, and Wapato, the Wolves, go with that one, because I'm going to mess up that pronunciation all night.
Kick is
probably
up.
Chose to favor the wind at the end of the game.
Way back out there. And that's going to be for a touchback into the end zone. So from the 20-yard line, we're going to have a Hank Warden, Edward Jones
first down
drive coming up for the Hawks.
I am still looking for this number 66 on the Wolves, Mr. Nathaniel Rodriguez. Their roster says he is 6'7", 345 pounds. Now, I've seen the other big man, number 68, the Vega, 6'5", 305 pounds, and he looks like a monster out there. I can't imagine this other young man.
So it looks like Fry's going to be in the same formation he's liking all year long from that shotgun with the double.
Handoff.
And it's going to be a handoff straight up the middle. Number one is going to take it from the inside.
Aiden Hayes,
coming
man.
On the near side.
Here we go.
50. Oh,
50.
Baby, he's taking off to the 30. Oh!
Shoved out at about the 33-yard line.
Oh, my goodness. All the way to about the 25-yard line. Aiden Hafen with a huge breakaway from the 20 to about the 25. What a huge Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down for your Hawks. As he went through the center, he broke through the center, man. Came to the near side and just took off.
Yeah, so he was lined up on the right. It was that standard formation you mentioned, 3 wide. We have 2 backs on the shotgun with the quarterback. He was on the right side of the quarterback. Handed off going left, broke through the line just left of the center, and then cut back to the right.
Same formation. Fry snaps the ball, hands it up. 8's going to take it to the far side. This time
James
going
Fry.
All the way here. Just past the first down marker, it looks like, but there's a flag on the play.
That came out of the defensive backfield. Interested to see what this one is.
That is going to be Fry.
Looks like holding.
Right?
So it looks like the black hat is signaling holding. I think that's going to be on the offense right about the first down mark.
Was that Fry for the carry?
Yeah, that was Fry for the carry, and that is holding on the Hawks, so that's going to push us backwards. Let's see where they spot this one.
So it looks like they're going to mark it from
like 10 yards back. Looks like they took it from the spot of the foul.
It does, yeah, because it was a little further up.
So
we ended up getting about 5 yards.
Now we're back at the 35-yard
line. But now we're back to the 35. So it's going to be a first and 16. Is it a redo or is it a first? It's going to stay the first. Okay. So it is going to
be
a first
and
16.
16, but yeah, the board still says first.
11:25 left here as we are in Wapato's 35-yard line from the gun. Motion from far side to near side. 22 coming back. Hands it back up. Hafen's going to take it right up the left side. And gets stopped just around the line of scrimmage.
No, that was the tight end, Jace Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer, excuse me.
He went in motion from the left side, came to the right, turned around about the right tackle. As he ran back, it was handed forward to him. And so tight end, Jace Pfeiffer with the carry.
So 34-yard line, second and 15. Now with 10:50 left here on the clock for the first. Going to be in that same formation again. It looks like 8 and 1 are going to be back there with him.
So that is Fry and Hafen.
The snap
backs.
Little high, but he's going to pitch it out to the near side. 8's going to take
Fry.
It on the near side, trying to break through. Oh. Fry gets past the line of scrimmage, almost
to
the original line of scrimmage now. So a little bit of yardage, but we're whittling down. So 3rd and 11 is what we're going to be for about the 30-yard line.
So we're spotting it on the near hash mark. It's the right side of the Hawks offense there. Seems like they're getting into the playbook a little more already here. They're getting a little, each one of these plays has been just doing something a little different.
You're absolutely
right. As opposed
to
before, it's just kind of so what we're seeing in previous games was kind of the same handful of runs there.
From the gun, one back with him, looking to throw, far side, and grabs it, and are they going to deem it for him or not if he had possession? Because he dove for that ball. 7 was the intended target, Evan Geese. And it looks like they are going to mark it for him. So
he had his hands underneath that as
he dove for the ball, came up with it. Not a lot of pressure around him, so it's unfortunately he dived for it. He probably could have gotten another at least 4 or 5 yards out of that. But 4th and 7 is what we're at the 26-yard line. We're banging on the red zone here for Wapato as there's 9:15 left.
And it looked like our quarterback, Brandon Fry, here on that throw kind of threw it off his not his back foot a little bit there and just didn't get a good
looking
throw.
Looking to throw again, rolling to the near side. A lot of pressure coming at it, trying to get it out over across the line. He's going to try to take it up past. There is a flag in the backfield. Let's see what happens as he managed to not make the first down marker.
He got to the 20.
He did make it to that 20. So it should be a turnover on down.
However,
we have, again, that backfield flag. Waiting to see what's happening.
Either illegal block in the back or holding, I think. Yep, holding on the Hawks. Declined.
All right, so 8:54. It's going to be
fourth and eight.
Edward Jones, Hank Warden, 1st and 10 for Wapato Wolves.
That was fourth down. I missed it down.
As it is going to be down at the 20 is where we're marking it. So he would have made that first down if it wasn't for the just shy of it, it looks like.
Yeah, we were about a yard or two short on that.
So from the gun, looking to hand off, and he does right here on the near side. 6 is going to take it and get shut down pretty quickly at about 5-yard gain.
Chased down by, he's not on the starting lineup. Here we go. That was 44. He's chasing him down from the back. That's Dashofsky. And I didn't see who came from the front, but Dashofsky ran him down from behind and started to bring him down before the defender met him in front.
So 2nd and 5 at their own 25 as the Wolves are going to be in from the gun. Looks like one back with him.
three wide to the left.
Looking to throw, rolls right, just like predicted. Looking, he's going to take it himself, past the line of scrimmage, up past the first down marker, and shuffles past about 5 yards, so around the 35-yard line for about a 10-yard gain. Not too shabby, as there's 8:08 left here in the first, and it is a Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down. Excuse me, first down.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down.
Oh, my goodness. You
take
get in a
one
roll
week
in
off. Jeez, you call yourself a professional.
You, I tell you what. So it's going to mark at the 36-yard line.
So they're lining up again. Looks like three wide to the left. Looks like in trips and or a bunch over on the left. One out wide to the right, one back. Now we have a motion.
From the gun, motion. A very interesting motion. A lot of pressure coming
in. Almost
got him back. And he's getting it right around the line of scrimmage and finally brought down. Jason, break that down for me.
I don't. That was a weird motion. Number eight just dropped back, looked like from tight end position, like he was going to run to the right. Then he dropped back behind the quarterback, like he was going to stop on the right side of the quarterback. Then he ran behind him. They snapped it. Wasn't even running out. There was a blocker. He was behind the runner. And then the runner, four times before the tackle, someone went to hit him. He just kind of twisted at the waist a little bit, and they just fell to the side. But he got back to the line of scrimmage, so we're second and 10. At their own 35, there's the snap, handoff right up the middle, have a hold of a jersey and a foot, stumbles forward for about 6 or 7 yards, got across the 40. See where they mark this.
So third and four now at the 36 is what we're looking at, 6:45 left here. Again, still goose eggs on the board.
That's more seven to me, but okay.
Let's
now they're bunching the receivers on the right side
from the gun. One back
pistol
behind him.
Now the pistol
looking to run up through the middle, and he finds a
big hole
just shy of the first down marker. Where are they gonna? Let's see if they give him motion or not, or I guess momentum. They are gonna give it to him.
I
he was tackled. I mean, 4 yards probably. Well, 3 yards before the line.
Well, he was first hit 3 yards before that, but his knee didn't hit the ground until he went forward.
He kind of got thrown across that line of scrimmage. So it is going to be, that first down marker. So it is going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Wolves at the 46-yard line.
It looked like
line.
We blitzed right up the middle where that hole was, and the defenders either didn't see the handoff or just over-anticipated
from
it.
From the pistol again, looking
overran.
To hand it off right up the middle.
Oh, nice stop in the backfield.
As it's about a 2 yard loss, if I had to guess.
It's like 22, and is that a 66? Or that's 66. So we're looking at Jace Pfeiffer and Joel Hutchison with the stop. And that was the backfield tackle for a loss. Go Hawks.
Second and 12 now for the Wolves as they are just trying to get out of their own side of the field here. 5:40
under
left
center,
here
form.
In the first.
Three wide.
Pistol. Oh, no, it is under center. You're
yep.
right, yeah. Look
again.
At the handoff again,
man.
Trying to get around. Number six is going to try to push on the near side, finally hit outside, and looks like they are going to mark it with a potential delayed hit is what it looks like as the hat got thrown as a marker as well as a flag. Let's see what happens as I'm not quite sure, but there was a Hawks player that kind of hit him as he came out of the sideline. I think they're going to do a delayed hit maybe.
Hit out of bounds.
Hit out of bounds.
I'm not sure he could have stopped, though, before he got there.
It didn't look like it, man, but that ref was not happy with that.
I've never understood those calls in football on any level. Maybe it's just a product of being a physics guy, but those are the rules. So we'll see what the call is. They're still talking about it, although they're pointing at the offense. He was pointing at the offensive side. Let's see. Maybe it'll be in our favor.
That ref was unhappy, though. I mean, he was.
Tell you what, they have number six, this running back, listed at. They have him listed at 5'11", 195, and he looks a lot bigger than that.
Hold on the offense.
Oh, it is going to be holding
so
on the
holding
offense.
Holding on the offense. All right. Yeah, I
we're
like
going
this.
Way back.
But was that a false start?
Personal foul on the defense.
Personal foul, so now.
Back 10
all right, so the hold was 10 yards. Back for the offense, but we had a personal foul on defense, so then moved it up 15 yards.
Okay.
So we're 5 yards ahead of where we were.
All right.
I mean, I would have just done the math in my head, but maybe there might be a rule against that.
That's interesting. Okay, so we're second and 12, second and four at the 44-yard line. The snap
right.
is throwing the far
screen
side.
Play.
And it's going to try to, ooh, kind of jukes around there, still trying to get down. Good drive across the line, the first down marker, still trying to get him down. And they're finally just going to blow the whistles and say, hey, pal, give up. You're done.
So
as he kind of juked his way out of, two or three of those Hawks looking to get him.
Yeah, that's number two, A.J. Garza, for the Wolves there with the reception on a screen play out to the right. I couldn't see who was involved in the tackle over there, but, yeah, I had a couple, again, just kind of quick little juke and twist, and guys rolling off of them. I did see in the warm-ups, Coach had a lot of the players working on their tackling techniques, and especially with those jukes and turns like that. So
you need it, too. I mean,
hopefully we can wrap them up.
That's Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at their at the Hawks 44 now. 5 minutes, looking to snap, and it's going to roll on the near side and brought down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of about 3 yards, it looks like.
So
it's going to be second and 13, I think.
The quarterback handed it off to number 21 for the Wolves. That was Noel Lopez with the carry, but that was for a loss of about 2 yards.
And
running to
the
left.
Takedown.
And Fry had the stop.
That's what the PA guy said. I'll believe him.
Brandon Fry, number 8, strong safety. So he came up.
Second and 12 of the 47, 4:30 left here in the first. From the gun. Looking to throw it. Pressure.
Is that pressure on the right side again?
Rolling to the right side. And brought, no, he's not brought down.
Nope.
He's twisting around all the way up. Got about 5 yard gain now from the original line of scrimmage and finally brought down for going to be a third and probably four if I had to guess. But we'll take a look here shortly as he really spun out of that hit.
Yeah, there was that pressure the coach was talking about in pregame with coming on the right side where the quarterback likes to roll. And there was a good block in the backfield. He was able to get by the defender. And then after that, it was just all the quarterback with a lot of twisting around in there, and these guys, our defenders, unfortunately, are just not hanging on to them as we're getting those twists and turns from the carriers, the ball carriers, and able to get that, pick up those yards there.
So it looks like we got a timeout. It is 3:59 left here in the first, third and four at the 38-yard line. It is going to be the Hawks side of the field as the wind is picking up a touch now as I'm feeling it here in the booth and the flag is starting to blow a little bit towards us. So there's that 6 to 10 mile an hour wind that we're supposed to get. Hawks are taking the field now again. And we'll see what happens as a little bit of a conversation goes a long way sometimes in a situation like this.
So we're at third and four on the Hawks 38. Let's see.
Looks like
we're
from
in
that
pistol
again. Position.
Yep,
motion from the near to the far side.
Oh.
Looking to run it up the middle and stopped with a huge blitz and a dog pile to bring him on down. The Wolves weren't going nowhere on that one.
No, luckily we didn't know. We almost had an encroachment call there, but luckily they didn't quite get across the neutral zone. And I thought there was going to be a false start on a receiver on the far side, but I guess he didn't move enough.
I was wondering about that, too. I was seeing movement, right? He was...
Yeah, so our defender started to... He was trying to time a blitz, it looked like, and he kind of leaned a little too far forward, but I guess not far enough to draw the penalty, and then when he did that, the receiver on the far end of the field, he kind of started to shift as well and kind of go. And
so fourth and seven at the 41.
Didn't move enough. We have four wide, one back in the shotgun. Oh, flag coming out of the defensive backfield before the snap. I think he signaled a false start. Let's see. No penalty on the
and it's going to be the Wolves.
Delay of game. I was thinking that's what it was, but I've never seen a ref signal it quite that way. That was a little different than what I'm accustomed to seeing.
I also didn't – I guess I missed that clock because I thought there was a couple seconds left.
He looked like he was
– still. So
that wasn't the signal I'm used to seeing, but okay.
So fourth and 12 now to 46. It is going to be the Hawks of 46. They are going to be going for it as they are in the
four
same
wide
formation. Going to be that shotgun looking to throw.
Oh, huge, here comes the pressure. Oh,
my
nice
goodness. It's out of one at 50-yard line.
Oh,
he's taking the
fumble
ball all the way back. Let's see if they
I think they whistled it dead.
Oh,
ref is waving
goodness
his arms. Looked like almost a fumble recovery, but they're calling him dead. That's a sack. They're calling it down. Play dead.
Gutierrez with a huge hit brought down behind the line. My goodness.
Guy got back there first with the initial hit on the quarterback. Looked like the quarterback was starting to break it, and then Gutierrez came in and just, that was a textbook tackle right in the midsection. Drove him to the ground. Oh, that was a beautiful sack. How about it for the senior and captain, Gutierrez?
As we have a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down, and it's thanks to Gutierrez, going to be on the Wolves' side of the field at the 47. So first and 10 at the 47 with 2:46 left here in the first, as Brandon Fry is going to be taking us out of the huddle here in the shotgun. Looks like one back with them, going to be two wide to the
four
right.
Wide.
Looking to throw on the near side. Three's going to pick it up just about 5 yards up. Let's see, finally spun out 3-3 is going to take it
down. Logan Hafen with the reception there. So that was a shotgun, one back. You had four wide, two on each side of the field there, receivers. Looked like actually three receivers and one tight end. I think we had Pfeiffer in there. Yep, 22. So nice little, looked like a wide receiver screen over there to the right. Got us about 5 yards. Yep, second and five. On the Wolves 40-yard line, they were going the right way.
Not too shabby. All right, from the gun again, looks like.
Four wide again. Looks like Creeley's out in the slot on the left side.
Looking to hand off. Creeley's going to take it right up the middle, and
no,
he does it.
That's Fry.
Oh, Fry's going to take it up there.
Yeah,
okay.
That was James Fry with the carry.
A little Fry to Fry action. I dig it. Is that going to be past the line of scrimmage? Looks
no
like it's right at
well,
it.
It's past the line of scrimmage. Excuse it's not me, to the first down marker yet. It looks like we're a yard short.
It is going to be just shy of it. Okay. So third and one is what we're looking at with 2:18 left
come
here.
On. Give it to Creeley. Give it to Creeley.
As we are on the near hash mark.
And they're not giving it to Creeley. We're doing that four wide shotgun again. Creeley's in the slot on the near side now. One back left of the quarterback.
Looks like Fry's back there with him. Looking to hand off,
off
right up the middle again.
Right. Oh, man, they saw that coming
and
all day.
Down way back. As almost a loss of 3 yards, maybe 4 yards.
Yeah, I think that's three.
So it's going to be
three or four. It looks like it's brought down on the 40. So I think that's a loss of four.
Fourth.
Oh, no, they're marking it ahead of the 40.
Okay.
So we're about the 39, 38.
So fourth and three.
Oh.
And that breeze, boy, fall is here. As,
oh, it feels amazing.
The breeze is coming in, cooling us down with a nice whiff of hot dogs to go with it. 1:20 left here in the first. Fourth and three at the 43. Looking to run it on the near side.
Oh, Creeley. There's Creeley. Come on. Stretch. Get it. Oh, I don't know if he got it. He was just barely over the line.
Play action. Let's see if that's going to work.
Come on. He was right over top of the line.
He was real close.
We're on just enough of an angle we can't see down that line and tell. Oh, no. They're marking it like a foot short. Coach was over here on the sideline signaling for a first.
Challenging that one. He was across that line. He had his foot across that line.
Well, it doesn't matter where the foot is. It's where the ball is. The ball was tucked here, and I think it was closer than that, but I couldn't tell if he quite made the line. They're saying he was a foot short.
Unfortunate there.
I mean, he's literally a length of the football. Oh.
What a bummer.
That was what I wanted to see.
Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Wolves, 109, on the clock here for the first at the 36 at their own 36
showing that
yard
blitz
line.
Over on the right side of their line again.
It is going to be handed off right up
21,
the middle.
21, look at another
pressure.
Big stop.
Wraps his arms around him and brings him down. That's going to be number 12 with the takedown behind the line of scrimmage.
That is, I don't have a 12 on my roster here. What? Wait a minute, what's going on? I have two different rosters here. Neither one of them have a 12 on it.
That is interesting. I was wondering that myself. All right.
Okay, well, good job, number 12. Nice stop.
Okay, so second 14 at the 32, their own 32. The Wolves try to get some motion here from the near side of the far side to near side.
Oh, there's that pressure on the right.
Long
deep
throw ball. It hits it. Oh, my goodness. Just past the 40. That was interesting. Looks like Fry was running. Number three, which was Logan Chafin, was up there with them, and he passed the receiver.
I think he lost the ball. I think he was looking for the ball and lost it, and the receiver planted his foot and slowed down to catch it. And who did I say that was? Logan?
Yeah, it was Logan.
Logan Hafen took another step or two, kept going, and the receiver was able to catch it as he fell to the ground.
What a big
that motion, right? They like the motion a lot.
They certainly do. A big pitch to the near side, looking to go across, about 5-yard gain, 4-yard gain there.
That's a nice stop.
Not too shabby. But big motion, though,
that was Pfeiffer.
From that far side to the near side, wraps all the way around. Not too bad. Looks like that's going to be the end of the first. Your score is nothing to nothing still. We're second and 10 at the 36, and that is going to be on the Hawks 36-yard line. We're going to take a quick break. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. We'll see you in a minute.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Radio, folks. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson as we are in the second quarter here.
There's that bunch
second
on the left
again. 7 on the Hawks' 36-yard line, looking to throw it backwards. And, a missed tackle manages to get him 5 extra yards here as we have a motion. It looks like third and 5 now.
That was a weird motion from number 8, Jacob Bob, the tight end. And they had a bunch formation, 2 wide, 1 tight on the far side. And that tight end, again, kind of sweeps to the right. Then he cuts real close around the backside of the quarterback. And that was just literally threw it overhanded back to him.
It was straight back. That was a really interesting
well, I really liked
kind of motion.
He kind of like slowed down, and as the tackler came in, he just took a quick step forward. And a
lot of pressure coming at him to throw. Looks like he's going to scramble out of that. Boy, this is why it's important to learn to weasel out of things, folks, as he managed to really get out of a dangerous situation there.
The weasels are back. I like it. That's the running joke this year, I guess.
Fourth and 1 at the 30.
Looked like he dropped back to pass, but he was getting that pressure coming from the right side and found a hole to the left. Ran up, looks like a yard short of the first down marker they're putting it. It's a 4th and 1 on the Hawks' 30-yard line. So pistol formation, 4 wide, 2 to each side. Looks like we're lining up for a blitz, 1 deep defender. Oh, false start on the far receiver.
I will take that all day long.
Yes. Woo! Here we go. Oh, yeah, we were showing all kinds of blitz. We had, pretty sure we had 8 men in the box. There was 1 safety back deep, 1 corner on each side up on the line. And, that receiver anticipated that snap, way anticipated it. I mean, he was about 7 yards down the field before the whistle was blown.
He really did, yeah. He missed his count for sure. So we're looking at 4th and 6 now. Looks like there is going to be a timeout, I believe, taken by the Wolves as 11:09 left here in the second. Again, 4th and 6 at the 35-yard line. It is going to be the Hawks 35. So It's been interesting because most of the game has been kept between that 30 to 30 yard line so far.
Yeah, it really has. It's been in the middle of the field. No one's really had a significant push into the end zone, or not the end zone, but the red zone at all.
Been big opportunities that we've seen from both teams here, big movements and big plays, but also just a steady grind, a steady, consistent grind out of both teams. And we'll get into that in the halftime report as well as the team is taking the field again.
Wolves are lining up to kick the field goal, looks like.
They are going to be – that's going to be a long kick, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's marked on the 35, so they figure 45 plus another 7. Or what?
The kick is up.
Ooh, almost blocked. That's short.
Way short. But, boy,
looked like it was left, too.
And it looked like he was almost had an opportunity, though, to get a hand on it. I'm not sure who broke
that
line.
From here, it looked like it hit the ground right about the – looked like about 7-8 yards in front of the left goalpost. I think he would have been wide left even if he had enough leg. It's all right. We get the ball back. Spot of the last line of scrimmage. Wait a minute. Why are they carrying the ball that way? It's the wrong direction. Go.
I am thoroughly confused.
Okay, now they're – no, I guess they treat it like a touchback.
Did they mark that as a punt?
No.
They treat it like a touchback, huh? Interesting.
I guess it's a touchback.
I'm
used to turnover where the ball is.
This is why you read the rules.
Hey, I
but
tried,
hey,
okay?
I was elected to
that
lead.
That is a big rule book.
I was elected to lead, not to read. Hawks, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down here at the 20-yard line. Got to be the Hawks' own 20-yard line with confusion on to why exactly. Because, again, so the ball was kicked at around the 40-yard line for that field goal attempt. So that must be a rule that we were unaware of. So excuse us for our ignorance on that.
All right, I failed. I'm sorry. Jeez, just rub it in, why don't you? All right, shotgun, one back, four wide, two to each side. Oh, now
motion, far side to near side, looking to throw, near side, and it's
up,
22.
Piper.
Doesn't come up with it, but number two does, and it's going to be an interception around the 50-yard line. Oh, man. Piper couldn't hold on to it, and it went right into the hands of number two. A little guy from Wapato.
Let's see.
If I can find the roster. My goodness. AJ Garza.
Yes, AJ Garza.
Wide receiver, and boy, he made a count that time.
Yeah, strong safety.
So we have a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down, first and 10. For the Wolves at the 47-yard line, which is going to be their own 47-yard line.
It honestly didn't look to me like Piper was going to make it all the way down there in time, but he picked up the speed and unfortunately couldn't quite get far enough.
An interesting run as he's going right up through the middle and finds a hole and continues to find a hole as he broke through all the way to the 20. He's keep going and finally dragged down. My goodness. Now, this is
Logan Hafen with
here.
The stop.
As I was telling you, Jason, and I, he stopped behind the line of scrimmage. He slowed down to find a hole. And when a running back does that, succeeds.
That's not necessarily. So that was a cutback. It's designed as a cutback to give initial idea you're going one direction. You take a step or two, and then you cut back the other way where the blocks are really happening. So that was design play. It was run left inside the tackle. It just... not doing a good job tackling tonight. He had four or five guys that just couldn't wrap him up.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones at first and 10
and
at the 13.
Two missed tackles again.
Looks like that's going to be another, a couple missed tackles, and that's going to be about a 3-4 yard gain.
And our mystery player number 12 with the stop again.
So it should be a little bit of a gain. I'm not quite sure how far that got up, though. 4 yards, okay. So second
looks like
and
we're
six.
Just inside the 10-yard line.
Second and six at the 9-yard line. Got to be 10 minutes left here in the first half.
Let's see.
From the pistol.
No, they're in the I form. Quarterback's under center. He was pistol. Looked like
he's
going
to be
under center.
Pitch to the near side. He's going to take off and gets dragged up 18 with the takedown. Number eight.
There's a flag on the play. I could have sworn that was the quarterback was under center.
Zuniga, Elijah Zuniga wraps around the legs and brings him down.
I mean, it's just a weird angle.
It was a weird angle, yeah. It was definitely a pistol as he pitched it back to the running back behind him. Now, a flag is on the play, and it is going to be on the
looks
Wolves,
like
and so we are
back.
Coming back quite a bit, so I'll take it. Third and six at the 9 to now third and
so must have been holding because it looks 16. Like they're on the 19. Yeah, they're on the 19. That had to be a holding call. Third and 16 on the 19-yard line.
Yep, there we go. So 9:45, looking to throw it. The far corner of the end zone and in the hands, but drops it.
Knocked out.
Number three manages to break that up. Logan Hafen with the breakup. And opportunity lost there for the Wolves. Thankfully.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing, Danny. We don't want them to win. We want our first win. Maybe I'll save that for halftime. We need something to talk about at halftime.
So it looks like third and 16 is going to turn into a fourth and 16. No, it's not. All right, third and 16 again. So that was a do-over of the second. So now we're at third and 16. Excuse me, folks. I failed to bring you proper information. Now third and 16 at 19.
We're getting used to it.
So redo from the gun.
Handoff
and
here's an end around.
That
was a reverse.
The near side or far side taken off.
Oh,
he's going to get in there. He is. Touchdown for the Wolves. So at 9:30 marks the first touchdown for the Wolves.
Yeah, that was a reverse receiver coming from the right side there. They handed it off to the running back. He handed it off to the receiver, sweeping from right to left, and just a defense bit on the running back going to the right, or going to the offense's right, and so he had a pretty wide open running lane along that far sideline to the left of the offense.
So it looks like they are going to go for the kick for the extra point. Let's see how this goes. 9:30 was the time of the touchdown. A big 26-yard run for that. Kick is up and wide.
That was good.
Okay.
It was good. I saw it go through the past this side of the far upright.
This angle is just not.
Well, I mean, you're at a weirder angle, and I'm fighting two pieces of glass here with reflections in a pole in my way. But I was able to see the ball go through the uprights.
All right, folks, 9:30 is what we have here left in the first half. 0-7 as your Hawks are looking to get onto the board. We'll see on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. And, we weren't the first one to strike gold this game so far, as it is 7-0 now with 9:30 left in the first. The kick is up and booted to about the 5-yard line, going to take off. Number one,
Logan Hafen,
number three. Gets tripped up, and
there's a flag
on the play. That was a huge hit right at his ankle, though. My goodness, I'm glad he popped up.
Yeah, it looks like a trip. I wonder if that's going to be a personal foul for tripping. Or
that looked painful, to say the least.
It was definitely sudden and quick. He pulled his foot out from under him and looked about like he face-planted the turf. Where's the white hat? I want to see this call.
So it looks like they are
talking about it.
Determining. Waiting. We're waiting. Oh, they're
heading back. I think it was a block in the back on the Hawks.
So that was on the Hawks. Looks like a quick substitution here. 61. It was a nice sprint by 61 there to get to the sideline. So we didn't get in trouble. That was Micah Hannafin.
He was taking off, man.
That was impressive from the lineman, man. He was moving.
So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 10-yard line. I believe that was going to be a block in the back is what it was. Oh, and that's going to be an offside.
Oh, tell me that's encroachment. Please,
and encroachment.
Please.
We had two defenders cross that line.
Yep. White had signaled it's on the defense, but he hasn't given the official signal of the call.
There was two that came across.
There it is, encroachment.
There it is.
Let's take a few steps forward.
Repeat
first down.
All right. So from a first and 15 to now a first and 5.
No. I like it.
Yeah, first and 5.
First and 5.
At the 15-yard line. Looking to throw
he's
it. He's
going
to take it on the near side. He's going to take it himself.
Oh.
And a huge hit.
In
my goodness.
Face.
And that's
going to
be another flag on
it's
the play.
It's out of our backfield now.
My goodness.
The defender's numbers were planted in the quarterback's face on that run.
He spider monkeyed the heck out of his face is what happened.
I think he was trying to jump over somebody else, but that was a very sudden hit. Looks like they're putting the penalty on the Hawks.
I'm not really sure.
Watching everybody else signal, but the white hat's not signaling anything yet.
So it looks like it is going to be in the Hawks. What is
yeah,
this?
I'm holding on the offense.
Was that holding? Okay.
Yep.
All right, so we're back to a first and 5. At the 15, no, now we're back by...
Is that holding or a personal foul? Because that looked more like a personal foul call.
For how far back, it has to be a personal foul, because now we're back to
yeah.
the 5-yard line.
That had to be a personal foul, because it looked like he hit his other arm. He didn't just hold it. But I can't tell, because I have a glare on this glass.
So, rough go of it here. After that touchdown, as the score is now 0-7, 9:15 on the clock, winding
forward,
down.
We went forward. We're back again.
So the ball is at the 5-ish yard line, the 8-yard line maybe, and it is
it's like timeout, Hawks.
And it is going to be a timeout as we ran out of time. We're going to take a quick timeout too. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
All right, folks. So it looks like it's going to be second and 12. We're at the 8-yard line, and that is deep into the own Hawks zone with 9:04 left here in the first half of the game. It is 0-7 is your score with the Hawks trailing. Again, it's second and 12 now at their own 8-yard line. Let's see if they can make some magic happen as Fry is in the gun.
Two backs with them, one on either side, two wide out to the right. Looks like they're going to bring some pressure from this near side. They do.
Running right up the middle.
Is that Creeley?
Makes a pass. So let's see some yardage.
Looked like Creeley. I think that was our power back there. Yep, that was Creeley. There's another power run up the middle. Where did he get to? Got almost to the 15-yard line, I think. I have a player in the way. I can't see. Can you?
Creeley, 34, was the runner on that guy, it looks like. And it is going to be about the 15-yard line. So second and 7 at the 15-yard line.
And he broke one tackle, and it took another four players to stop him at the 15.
It did, yep. So from same position, Fry's going to hand it off.
There's
and
Creeley
it's going to take it right up through the middle.
Oh, they got a hold of his ankle.
Away. Oh, my goodness.
He was dragging him, drug him for about a foot.
He did, man, but just finally.
Not enough momentum. Did I hear somebody say flag? No, come on. Not another one.
I didn't see a flag out there.
Okay.
There was a hand up, but nothing doing. Okay, so it's going to be third and eight now. Shouldn't we be at the fourth and eight? No.
I said, I thought we just ran.
That should be fourth and...
No. Look, I'm going off the stick over there. It's still showing a three, so if it's supposed to be fourth, just shh.
Okay.
Don't give anybody any ideas, all right? Let us have this.
Okay, so it is going to be third and six. Looking to throw
it. Going to throw it.
A lot of pressure. Trying to get it out, and he does.
Oh, man.
Knocked out of the hands of Pfeiffer, the intended target.
Yeah, Pfeiffer made a nice jump right there and grabbed it, but he couldn't hang on to it as he came down. Still wouldn't have been enough for a first. We were just shy of it, about 2 yards.
So it's going to be fourth and six now at 7:27 left here in the first half at the 13-yard line.
You know one thing I do like seeing here is remember the last couple games we called? Those snaps were getting higher and higher and higher.
They were.
And it looks like Gutierrez has cleaned that up.
He has. He's done a good job with that as well. And a little bit more precise, but also a little faster, too.
Yes, they're getting out quicker.
Looks like the punt is going to be way back here to the 50-yard line, just shy of it.
Oh, he dropped it.
And manages to find some room to run, though, around the 35-yard line.
There we go.
Brought back down around the 40. So
they're going
to
mark it about the 35.
40 at 7:16. The Wolves take over at Hawks 35-yard line.
Well, I think they're coming this side of it, but
so it's going to be a coordinator.
They're going to put
Jones
it at the 30.
First down.
Yeah, they're going to be the Hawks 35. The nose of the football is red on it. Into forward progression.
So 7:16 left here in the first half. Hawks managed to not do much in that last go of it as they couldn't get it out of their own zone. From the gun, Wolves are going to take it, looking to hand off right up the middle.
Oh, here we go.
Down. Looked like number 8.
It's Fry and Creeley with the stop.
34. And Creeley is there.
Fry
okay.
got in there and kind of held him up, and then Creeley came in and brought him down the rest of the way. So good stop just behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah, that's a tackle for a loss.
Gotta love it. Second and 11 now at the 36. 6:45 left here in the first half. Let's see if they come from the gun again or if they're going to move forward to the pistol. Looks like they are going to stick with the gun. Let's see, three wide,
one tight on the far side.
And that's going to be a stoppage.
Timeout, Wolves.
Timeout, Wolves. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, as Jason's doing the jig here. As we're trying to get a little mojo for the Hawks.
I'm just trying to stay awake.
6:30 left here in the first half.
Forgive me, everyone. It's my bedtime.
Second
okay?
and 11. Yeah, at 36-yard line.
What happens when you have to wake up at like 3 o'clock every morning for work?
We're taking our
8 o'clock comes around, and you're going, oh, I'm ready to go to sleep.
Taking our sweet time here in the timeout zone. Hawks
cheers running a 50-50 raffle. Make sure to get your tickets. Nope. 65's not going. Okay. The other half supports the Hawks cheers. It's like defense is ready. They want to hurry this up. You must be present to win.
It's like the whistle has been blown.
We should probably keep talking now. Everybody's going, what's going on? Did we lose the radio?
All right, so they're finally heading back out here as the Wolves are determining their best approach as they just were brought down for a 1 yard loss as it's second and 11 at the 36. The snap
rolling
left
and hit it. Oh, 78 and 8.
Oh, baby, was that a big one there.
So he rolled left, and looks like Cody Pfeiffer met him there and stopped him, but he kind of did a little spin.
Look,
Pfeiffer fell down, and then Fry came in there, number eight, and wrapped him up.
Is this kid Zoolander? Because he can't spin left.
Coach specifically said, hey, he doesn't roll left. And I'm guessing maybe the coach said, we need to throw him off, go left. Well, that didn't work out.
5:53 with a huge loss there now left here in the first. And it is first half, excuse me, third and 19 at the 36. Looking to throw it, and it is going to be a flag on the play and a whistled stop. So that means
I think it's false start on the offense.
No, it is going to be a false start, excuse me.
That's what the black hat was signaling. Yep, false start. Yeah. On the Wolves.
All right. Go back into your own side there, fellas. As that from the 45, looking to be almost to the 50 now.
Nice big long sack, and now we're going to push them back again.
Should be the 49-yard line. So the Hawks 49-yard line. We had to do it the dirty way, but, man, I'll take it. Easy way, I guess I should say.
Yeah,
as
easy,
it's
not dirty.
Third and 24.
Four wide again
third
out of the gun.
24. Motion. Near side.
Fake the hand,
looking to
full
throw.
Play action.
Big
eight
throw.
Catches.
That's
oh.
going to be a first. No, that's,
no,
going
to that's
be
back
from
to the original line of scrimmage.
Line of scrimmage. All right.
So they're back to about the 35-yard line of the Hawks.
So a big 24-yard throw, carry there, I guess, really just a pass as it was rocketed right in the hands. And we're now fourth and nine at the Hawks' 35-yard line.
Looks like more 4th and 10 or 11, but okay.
Well,
whatever, it's 4th down, I'm happy. Oh, they're going to go for it. They're going for it. We have three wide out to the left, one to the right, shotgun, one back. Watch the motion
gonna be 11.
In the screen.
It's going to be 4th and 11. Looking
all
to
right,
throw.
Here comes the
big
rush, throwing
throw
right.
Side.
Number two. Okay, come on, clean. No flag.
No flag, and that's going to be a turnover. As the Hawks are going to be taking the ball for a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10, going the other direction on their own 35-yard line.
I like it. That was some good coverage. I was a little worried there about a hand at the end getting in the way.
I was wondering about that. It was clean, though, man.
I think it was. He got his hand up there, and then he drew it back. How quickly he drew his hand back off the receiver, I think, is what saved him from getting a flag. Because there was an official down here on the near sideline looking clear shot right at it.
So 4 minutes, 51 seconds here.
That was a
here.
Good defensive
first
stand.
Half, that was good. A lot of pressure in there, too. Quarterback just didn't have a lot of time to get it out. And it was a good – I mean, it was a solid throw, but just nobody – the pretend receiver could not get to it.
Nope.
Looks like
hand
looks
off
like
to eight.
Eight is going to take it up for himself. Looks like
you're
probably
fry
about
to fry.
The – 41-yard line, 42-yard line, looks like.
Right.
So that's going to be a gain of about five-ish yards. It is
five
be,
or six.
Oh, it is going to be six. So second and four at the 42 with 4:30 left here in the first half. As a little fry-to-fry action is going to make some momentum.
Boy, there's that number 68 on the defense, 6'5", 305 pounds. Whew.
You got to take a stab at his last name yet?
Yeah, that is Fa'umu'umu.
Looks like Fry's going to look to throw it far
throwing
side.
Right.
Is that Pfeiffer? No.
Oh,
not.
Is there a little interference?
It looks like
or...
three was the intended target, which is Logan Hafen. And I thought that was a little interference as well. But
I mean, they were mixing
up.
It up, but the ref says no.
Looks like third and four now at the 42-yard line. That's going to be their own 42-yard line as the wind is picking up just a touch more as 4:03 left here in the first half. Again, their own 42-yard line, third and four. The score still 0-7.
Let's go, Hawks. Go. Have to fix some pads on the jersey. All right.
Fry's back with a couple on his either side from the shotgun. Looking to hand off.
Hands it off to Fry, number eight.
Fry's
going to
take it.
Almost.
Just shy of the first down marker.
I think we're short.
Man.
Come on, coach. Let's get in a nice goal line I formation here. Hand it off to your power back.
That's a yard short there. Fourth and one.
I wouldn't run
45.
It up the middle, though. Not with those two big guys.
Fourth down.
So I'd, 340.
If it were me, I'd go for it, and I'm guessing that's what they're doing.
You got to go for it, but you got. I think the near side is going to be their right side is their weaker side is what I'm seeing up here. I don't know what they're doing. Looks like same formation. They're going to run it.
Creeley
right
up
the
middle.
Creeley's across the line for a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down as it is going to be 3:16 left here in the first half. First and 10 at the Hawks. Excuse me, at the Wolves 49-yard line.
No, that's at the Hawks 49. It's on the right side of the 50.
Yep.
You had it right the first time, buddy. I love it. That was a Creeley 4 or 5 yard gain there, right up the middle. I think they were looked like the defense was anticipating them. It honestly looked like they were anticipating a handoff and run to the left. And I don't think they saw that run up the middle coming at all.
First and 10, the snap.
Oh, encroachment. Come on, encroachment.
I'll take it. That clap gets him.
Encroachment. Oh, I love 3 yards.
So it's going to be first and 5 now at...
now we're in Wolves territory.
The Wolves 46-yard line.
That's correct.
2:40 left here. The
snap. Hand off to Creeley again. He's going right.
Oh.
Yeah, here comes Fry.
He's going to take it on the near side even further up to almost the 30. As he's flipped over top of number 2 and rushed outside.
And the defense thought the same thing I did. I could have sworn Creeley had it going over to the far side, but then they faked the handoff to Creeley really well and then turned around, handed it to so Brandon handed it to James Fry, and nice
it was a quick
sweep
pitch,
out to
man.
The left.
It was beautiful, as it was a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down as Fry to Fry action strikes again. As we're up to the 31-yard line.
Now they hand it off to Creeley up the middle.
Creeley's
just left
take
the center.
It as he's dragging
they can't
along
put him down.
More. Finally brought down. Took 3 of them to finally bring him down
and
for a gain of
they
about
blew
4 yards.
Dead before number 6 could strip it from his hands into forward progression. It took 5 defenders there to stop Creeley.
Looks like just under 2 minutes now. Second and 4 at the 31-yard line.
Let's hurry up, coach.
Clock is winding down here. Momentum is on our side.
Come
I
on,
can
guys.
Feel it. From the same formation, Fry's back with him. Looking to throw it on the straight up through the middle.
Ooh.
Number 3 was the intended target, and it looked like Fry couldn't come down with it. No, excuse me, Hafen.
Yeah, that's Hafen. That's Logan Hafen.
Logan Hafen, excuse me, couldn't come down with it as there was plenty of pressure, or excuse me, plenty of traffic there through the middle. 3rd and 4 at the 26. Time is stopped at 1:37 left here in the first half. 0-7 is your score. From the same formation, Fry's back with him as well as 34.
Creeley. Here's the snap.
Looks like Fry's
going to
take
Fry.
It up through the middle. And not going to do anything as he's brought down just at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be 4th and 4 now at the 26. Oh, excuse me, a yard loss.
Yeah, I think
so
that was a loss.
5.
It looked like Fry was trying to run. I couldn't tell if they were trying to get outside the tackle or just inside the right tackle. He was running off to the right side, and, yeah, just couldn't get the blocks there.
Let's do it again, Coach. Let's get the powerhouse up in there. Looks like we're going to take a timeout, though. We're going to take a quick timeout, too. We'll see you in 30 Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Minute 16. 4th and 5 at the 27 after a 2-yard loss in that last run.
All right, guys. Come on.
7-0 is your score. The Wolves are on top of the Hawks.
Looks like Fry's in the slot on the left side. We have two wide to each side. Creeley's back with the quarterback in the shotgun. We've had success with this formation. Oh, they're trying to blitz up the middle.
Looking to
throw
it.
Nope, they faked it.
Plenty of time.
Rolling
he's
right.
Rolling, though. He needs to get rid of it as he's way back there. Throws it and ends up getting tossed out. As 18 was the intended target and gets kind of thrown around, but it looks like that's going to be a turnover. Interesting. I'm not quite sure why he rolled out, man.
Yeah,
he
I don't know. He had
no
pressure. Everyone dropped. They faked the blitz. Everyone dropped back. I'm not sure why he started rolling right, and he rolled right into the defenders and then had to throw in a hurry.
He put himself in danger, though. That is for darn sure.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10. For the Wolves at their own 27-yard line with a minute 9 left here in the first half, and they are ahead 7-0.
Something made Brandon Fry think someone was coming from the left side.
That was interesting, though. I'd like to see that. Let's see what happens here. As they're looking to throw long ball on the far side. That's to nobody.
That was interesting. Gutierrez was standing up that time. He's usually a hand down in the dirt.
It's almost as if he was confused on the – if it's like a shift was going to happen and nobody else shifted.
I think it was more designed, and that was to have him standing up like he was going to go into coverage with the linebackers, but instead he was
– second and 10 at the 27.
And he feigned a blitz and then dropped back. So I think it's just they know they have a long field with a minute left. You know they're going to – their chances of passing are much higher. So
yeah.
You're going to drop more people in coverage. Well, it looks like he's taking a linebacker position too, I guess, just part of the rotation. So we have looks like one down lineman. Everybody else is standing up.
Motion from the
– oh, handoff left,
side,
sweeping left.
Side. Looks like trying to break through. Doesn't quite do it. He's going to be dropped down.
That's going to be a loss.
Big time. It's almost a 5-yard loss, but I don't think it's quite that much.
He was met by Pfeiffer and Creeley over there.
It looked more than that, but it looks like a 2-yard loss.
Jace Pfeiffer and Kyler Creeley.
About the 25-yard line now.
Did I say the name right? Number 34, Creeley. There we go.
So third and 12, 33 seconds left here in the first half. As this is probably going to be their last go of it, if I had to guess.
Yeah, unless they throw it and stop the clock. I think at this point they're just trying to run the clock down, so I'm expecting a run.
Motion, far side and near side.
Yep.
And a pitch.
Another run. There's 21
again.
Got
to run it up through the middle, and he's going to take it, get some yardage out of that.
Almost
to the first down marker. Not going to do it, though, and just shy. Are they going to mark it out of bounds? They do.
Yeah.
As it stops at two. No, they're going to keep running the clock. No? Well, the clock went from three to now one, but it stopped. So it looks like they're going to get another
play. Yeah, I think he went out of bounds.
So that third and 12 turns into a fourth and two at about the 36-yard line.
Take a knee here.
I mean, okay, so it's fixed now, so 4 seconds.
They're
looking
going
to throw
it
for the long ball,
throw.
I would imagine. A lot of pressure.
No.
He's brought down behind the line. No, he's not. He's still standing.
He's
finally
down.
Brought down. There we go. Took three, but there we go. Hawks finally stopped him. We're stranded with fourth and three at the 40-yard line, their own 40-yard line. Looks like the Wolves are going to get it when we get, in the third. Our score is 0-7. We're going to have a halftime report. It's going to be a longer one, though, because we have homecoming here, folks. So it should be
Gordon
pretty interesting.
Gordon Hutchison and Brandon Fry with the stop on that one.
It's going to be a long and interesting halftime show for you. Stick around. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Listen to us on the internet or the airwaves or right here in the stands in front of us. The Enemy of Elite joined by Jason Watson, and you're listening to the Halftime Show here on Hawks Radio. I would say definitely more of a well-balanced game so far, Jason, as the score is only 7-0, and honestly, that was really just kind of luck, as that that young man, that running back for the Wolves, really just managed to break a few tackles that, you know, he really probably shouldn't have, granted.
Well, it was something I actually was going to discuss is about the defense. I mean, they've been very quick to get to the ball carriers, but they haven't been wrapping up the tackles. They haven't been making good tackles. There's only been a couple people that we've seen making a lot, you know, making the tackles usually, but we get a lot of players there right around them, and for whatever reason, they're not wrapping it up. Fry's been real good about doing it. Creeley's made some good stops. Gutierrez has gotten in there and made a couple nice tackles, but just constantly we're seeing these ball carriers, you know, they're not just juking them out, but even just they're getting hit and just kind of twisting, not even spinning all the way around, just kind of twisting at their hips a little bit.
Yeah, they're able to easily slip.
No one's wrapping up. It looks like more they're just hitting and shoving. So I'd like to see some more discipline on the tackles. I think if we could wrap some more tackles up, and we'd get some more stops and limit the yards on defense. But I do like on offense, we're seeing more variety. And what I've noticed too is, so, you know, we've been wanting to see that Creeley getting back in here and that power run up the middle, and we've seen a lot of it. And I think that's really thrown the Wolves defense off, because without him, or when he wasn't running as much, it was all the focus was on Fry. And you know, I didn't see last week where Hafen got the 196 yards, but it was more one dimensional in the run game. Where now it's, you can see them kind of hesitating with the run is, hey, am I getting the guy up the middle or is the guy going outside? They're taking both of them as a threat, where the last couple weeks that we saw, at least, it was, no, I'm not worried about this guy. I'm only going after him. And that kind of has helped open up the passing a little bit, I think.
Yep.
But they have had good coverage downfield in the passing game on defense, the Wolves had. So, and we've had, we've discussed several times passing challenges for the Hawks, but the running game seems to be taking off here, and I would like to see them mix Hayden Hafen in on it a little more, too, since, I mean, he's third top running back in the league, and he had almost 200 yards last week. I'd like to see them throw that third one in there, too, although the last couple times that we've had somebody trying to do a sweep or do some kind of a reverse or something to run outside, we just haven't been able to hold the blocks long enough for them to get outside. We usually get stopped in the backfield, so I don't know. Like I said, I think having Creeley back in the mix has definitely helped. And it's opening up some options for us, opens up some run lanes and options for hold on, I want to make sure I get the right one here. James Fry, the running back. But we still need to work on that passing game, too.
Well, it's also Hafen that you know, started us off strong in this game with that huge, what, from the 20-yard line? Well, from the 20 to the 30.
Yep.
I mean, from the 20 to the opposite 30, huge run. And, again, that was straight up the middle. And then he managed to kind of shed a tackle and drift kind of very nonchalantly to the near side over the course of 5 yards, 10 yards, and then just boom, up the sideline as he shed another tackle around the 50. And then really no pressure until about
Pushed out of bounds from the
30-yard line when he finally got pushed out of bounds. And that was solid blocks in place. And that was, again, not only solid blocks, but just more of his power running that he's been able to kind of hone in.
It was – you had some good blocks up the middle there. He was able to get up the middle, and then he saw that the – because it was kind of – it was up the middle. It was to the left of the center, and so he was still kind of designed to go left a little bit, but he got up across the line of scrimmage, and I think the first down marker, and then saw, hey, there's nobody on the right side of the field. He recognized that. He turned and he came over toward us and then down the sideline. And they, you know, it was a sprint to the end zone and they barely got him out of bounds. That was more of, they kind of gave him a little push and I think it was enough for him to lose balance, tight rope in the sideline.
You're absolutely up.
But, I'd like to see, hold on, let me get the number right again. Hayden. It's Hayden Hafen, not Logan. Hayden. I'd like to see him get some more carries in here, too, because I think he adds another speed element there. I think he's a little quicker than Fry is kind of on the initial jump there and getting around everybody.
Absolutely right. We're going to go into a little bit more when we get back, but first it looks like the trailer has come across here now for the homecoming. And who is on that other than the big man himself, Gutierrez. Yeah, Ryan Gutierrez.
Luis Gutierrez, who we interviewed a couple weeks ago. And let's see, number 15. Who's 15?
Which is Parker Green.
Parker Green. He's the one.
Well.
We mentioned is not on the field. He's looks like he has some kind of boot or brace on his leg and with a crutch. But those are the two football players down there.
King is Parker Green. And homecoming king is
Parker Green.
Green, yep. So there we go, folks. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is 3 times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small-town, friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Danny Mavlik joined by Jason Watson. And you're listening to Hawks Radio as the homecoming king and queen have been officially pronounced.
Crowned.
Ooh, they got a box and they got to punch it open. I want a box that I can.
I have to be honest, I was rooting for Gutierrez.
Me too, but it's. I like.
I really
that
liked
kid.
Talking
what
to
can
him.
I say,
he was,
man.
Yeah,
he was a good sport.
He was a cool kid. Fun to talk to.
So
I like the big guys on defense.
So let's talk about scoring. Hasn't been much in this game, and honestly,
it's nice to see.
It's nice to see, man. Like let's. I'm going to break down real quick the last couple games here. Game one for us was a loss with 33-6. That was the last time we were on the board, right? For the so far. Then we had the Royals on the 12th, the Knights, which was a 69-0 shutout loss against us. And then Kashmir, which was 71-0. And then last week we had 70-28. So the first time we were on the board since game one, 28 points, not too shabby. Nothing on the board so far as it is knocking on the door of the third quarter here.
But it's
and
not
it's a
runaway this time.
Exactly, and that's the point I was trying to get at. And, Jason, I wanted to kind of break down. I mean, we talked about that first that score anyway, right? It was kind of a run to the far side. And
yeah, it
broke some tackles, and that was kind of it. I feel like it was more of luck.
Well, I think a big part of that was you had, we had that the interception that was thrown. It was, I put the wrong Fry on here. I think.
Oh, Pfeiffer was the intended target.
Okay,
on
no.
That.
So Brandon Fry threw it to. He was throwing to Pfeiffer, and it didn't look like he was going to make it down there. It was on the near sideline, right in front of us. And I think it was around the 40 or 30 yard line, and Pfeiffer ended up kind of kicking the gear up and got down there, but he couldn't quite stretch and get his hands to the ball in time. And we had that interception, number 2 on the defense, and then they had a couple. I think it was the second play they ran. They kind of did a. I want to say that was the reverse. I think that was the reverse.
Oh, it was that reverse.
It was the
was
reverse.
It?
So they handed it off, and then you had. The receiver that was coming around end around from the other way, they pitched it back to him, and the defense had committed to the left to the near side, and so the receiver doing the end around on that reverse ended up just wide open all the way down, and no one got there until the goal line, unfortunately. So that one was a little different than what we've been seeing, where it's been this back and forth, and as you mentioned earlier, it's been kind of between the 30, 25, 30 yard lines most of the game. Defense has been really for both teams. It's been kind of the, old adage for me being a Tampa fan, the bend don't break kind of defense, and that we're seeing them move the ball quite a bit. But then as they're getting down around the red zone, the defenses, both teams are kind of making a stand and stopping it there. And then, it's turning over and going back the other way. So I think it would help us a lot if our defense could wrap up some of those tackles a little more and try to get those stops a little sooner. And then we need to – the offense has been, moving the ball, and we've been very fortunate to get a lot of penalties on the other team, that they've been drawing a lot of penalties for us. I'd like to see kind of a scheme on offense open up a little more. I think we can punch it in. But I do like, again, the defense – we've held them to only 7 points. We're behind, but it's still anyone's game.
It is. It is. And, again, this is. It just feels like much more of a closer matchup, which has to be quite a bit of breath of fresh air for these young men. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about offense a little bit. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Jason, the Hawks are on the field. This is not a drill. They're back.
Sorry, you just made me think of work. They announced that. I work at a nuclear power plant, so we always hear, this is a drill. This is a drill before they do anything. She kind of reminded me of the guy that's always making that PA announcement.
Don't worry, folks. This is just a drill. All right.
This is not a drill. They are back on the field. They're taking the field again. So you said you wanted to talk a little bit about offense.
I do. I wanted to talk about, you know, what we're seeing, what we like to see. I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm loving when you hand the ball to the big man, Creeley, and he takes off and does his thing. Those power runs are something else. We've got out of a couple little pinches with him doing that. But one thing I'm also seeing is we're rolling again. We're kind of doing those roll rights. And it's like their defensive line is a little weak on the right side, it seems like, because we've made some serious momentum once they're coming the near side.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that we've picked up more yards on the right side of the offensive line for sure. And I've noticed, too, in looking at their defenders up front, they definitely have the bigger guys. It looks like the bigger, stronger guys are on their the left side of our offensive line, their right side of the defense. I like that. And it looks to me like we're getting some better blocking tonight, too, not just in the run game, but in passing. So even though we haven't had a lot of passes, I think we've only had one or two that have been completed. We've tried a few others, but it still seems like the pass blocking is better. They're keeping those blocks. I definitely think that last pass that was to the far side over there was incomplete. I don't understand why the quarterback, Brandon Fry, rolled out to his right. He must have saw a flash of something on the left and thought, you know, his blind side, thought somebody was coming there. That's the only thing I can think of, because the blocking scheme did not look like it was designed to go that way. And he kind of ran into the defender and it forced him to get rid of the ball in a hurry. But he had plenty of time. If he'd stayed in the pocket, I mean, it looked like he could have stayed there all night. So, again, I think the blocking's doing real well. They have been, you know, covering pretty well downfield, so I would like to see maybe some more shorter passing routes, get some shorter, quicker passes out, because most of what we've seen, I think we had one that was thrown short and we got a good run after catch, but everything else has been farther down the field, has been over 10 yards. I'd like to see some more of those intermediate, you know, 5 to 10, maybe, you know, I don't like the less than 5. I'd like to see that intermediate passing.
And it's something that's been successful for us, not only – earlier this year, but also last year too, is those quick, like those hot routes in a way where it's quick, real quick, you know, tight end runs up, quick turn, boom, right there.
Yeah, you've had some shorts.
But they're short, but they're there and they're consistent and they're quick. And that's something that, you know, has worked out well. When you're at a team, again, when you're at kind of a team that has a little bit of a loose, I don't know, there just hasn't been a huge amount of traffic in the that first 5 to 10 yardage.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a whole lot of traffic. They've been sending them deeper. Or they've been coming in for the rush.
I definitely would like to see some more of the, you know, the short 5-yard, 7-yard curls, the, you know, 5 to 10 yard in routes or slants. We saw more of it last year. It's a little bit different offense this year, but I think we could incorporate more of those routes. And even on the ones we've seen where they're throwing downfield, usually there's still one. There's one guy somewhere that's kind of in that intermediate range, but they haven't been getting open because everybody's on focus on the quarterback too, throwing down the field. Because they've needed to. They've needed the yards. I think if we could maybe early on kind of set the pace with getting some of those shorter, quicker completions, we could get the defense on their heels a little more. The offense becomes less one-dimensional. Now the defense is doing more guessing, and they have to adjust to that. It'll open up more possibilities for the offense. I think that would help us a lot.
Absolutely.
With moving the ball. So either way, they've been good at moving the ball. They've been you know, they've been moving the chains. They've been keeping possession. They haven't allowed the other team to really get away. We've really only had one major misstep on offense, and that was that interception that ended up leading to the one touchdown for the Wolves. So we'll see what happens. Coach has been – I have liked it from the games we've seen that, you know, he's come back in the second half. Usually you've seen significant adjustments. A lot of times the things we've been talking about, and you know, this will be interesting to see what happens now.
Absolutely. You're listening to Hawks Radio, and that's the end of the halftime report. Stick around here for the thirds coming up in just a few minutes. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, as the third starts right now, as the kick is up and down at about the
really 25 low, but I heard some
into,
whistles
into the hands, and I did hear a whistle.
I think
Let's
we have a false
happens.
Start on the kick.
Interesting.
Where's
as man, when you close the windows in here, it gets echoey real quick.
Hey, I'll put it back up.
Pop this open a little bit more here, because that's just not going to do it. There we go. That'll help a little bit as we can get a little bit more microphone.
You know, I think our kicker took some lessons from the one in Chelan.
Yeah, man. Boy, that was a
wasn't Chelan. That was Cashmere.
That was Cashmere, man. He was a very precise kicker for certain. He is. He's taking the specific line. So not quite sure what the whistle was for, but we have.
It was basically someone got ahead of the kicker, got in front of the ball before it was kicked.
Gotcha.
So it's basically a false start. So it moved us back. So redoing the kick.
Kick is down at about the 25. Takes it up through the middle now on the far side. Going to take it across about the 40. Now he's almost to the 50 and brought down shy of the 50 on his own side. So number 10 was the carrier, it looked like, as he takes it to about the 47-yard line of his own side. That is going to be first and 10 for a Hank Ward and Edward Jones. First and 10 at the 47-yard line.
I think he ran about as far, if not longer, sideways than he did down the field.
He certainly did.
He caught it on the near sideline about the 25 and then ran it across to the far side up to about the, what's that, 47-yard line.
47.
Three wide out to the right. Looks like we're showing some blitz. Nope, going to drop back.
Look at him throw on the near side behind the line of scrimmage. Looking to go across. Breaks through. Ended up getting tied
there's
up,
a flag.
Though, for 54. Gutierrez is going to tie him up just a touch. As he manages
like
to finally get brought
Greeley
down by Greeley.
On the tackle. It was point of the spot of the flag.
Let's take a look here. 11:44.
Looks like we're moving. Looks like we're moving backwards. Please. Yep, on the offense.
There we go.
Holding.
It's going to be 10 yards back.
I couldn't tell if that was in the stands or the roof. Anyway.
As it is a first and 16 now.
Yeah, that was a holding call.
At the 41-yard line, their own 41. It's going to be 11-40.
Got some pressure on them. Nope. They're all thrown out
to
21 on the far side.
Right down around the 40.
It's like might have been a yard or two loss.
Couldn't quite do it. 41-yard line now.
This referee here, I don't like the way he does the signals for holding. The motion he makes with his arm is vertical for the hold. Looks like he's hitting the horizontal arm like a personal foul. And I have a hard time telling sometimes if he's trying to signal a hold or a personal foul.
Second,
I have to wait till they move the ball.
Is what we're showing. From the pistol, looking to hand
off
up to the middle.
Look,
now going to be on the far side. He takes off, finds some room.
He
at
has
30,
it.
The 20, the 10, touchdown. My goodness, all the way from the 40 to 40, 40 to goal line all the way. Gee whiz.
I wish it were 40 to 40.
Excuse me.
Yeah, from their own 40-yard line. I thought it was a handoff as well, and a little play action there. You said he threw it out to the left side, to the far side?
It was, yeah, a little bit. As he
I didn't
out
see
the
throw at all.
Side.
I was watching the guy that they faked the handoff to. That
play action.
I was watching the play
throw,
action.
Man, maybe right past the line of scrimmage, and then he just took off.
And that was 21.
And that was going to be all the way along his own sideline from, again, around the 40 all the way into the end zone as a big, big movement there by the Wolves. So our score is now 13-0 as the extra point is going to be kicked here momentarily. There we go. Kick is up and good. Your score 14-0. 10:51 left here in the third. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. As the Hawks are looking to receive, they're going to be on the right side, moving to the left on your radio dial, as it is 10:51 left here in the third. And let's see if things change a little bit as, boy, the Wolves came out swinging. And
the wind is not in our favor.
It is not, as it is blowing.
Oh, maybe now it looks like it's coming this way. It was going the other way.
Right at us.
So it is in our favor now. It was going the other way when I said that.
It looks like a big old boot. That's going to be at about the 5-yard line. He's going to pick it up. He's going to run it in about 15 to 20 now, almost to the 30. Finally gets brought down around the 30-yard line. So a good return. Not too shabby, as it's going to be marked officially at about the
looks like the marker's right on the 30.
It is going to be right at the 30. So it's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down at the 30-yard line. That is going to be the Hawks 30. 10:43 left here in the third.
Interested to see what we do here on offense. Let's see, they're still in the huddle, still talking about it. Here we go. Looks like Creeley is the one back in the shotgun. We have three out wide to the left. Hey, this is a little different. I'm liking this.
From the snap,
looks like they set up a screen, but he's throwing deep down the right
side. Piper's the intended. Was the intended target 40-yard line?
No, that's Logan Hafen was the intended target, number three, and it was overthrown. Looks like about 5 yards.
About 5 yards. Bomb all the way down to about the 40-yard line of the other side.
On the near sideline, though, it looked like they had a great screen set up, and they were looking backwards. You had one receiver. Actually, I think it was James Fry that was behind two blockers, but quarterback never looked over here. He immediately went to the right. I don't know if that's his primary route or he just saw something that looked good. Maybe he just saw him get ahead of the defender there.
So second and 10 at the 30, 10:38 left here in the third. It's going to be two back with Fry as the hard snap
is going right up the middle.
Creeley's getting pushed and brought down, my goodness, as he's dragged down for a big loss. Probably maybe 5 yards, man. He got hit and dragged far.
Yeah, that was number 21 that was a receiver or running back that keeps getting those touchdowns on us. And number 68 was at Fa'aumu'umu, I believe is the pronunciation.
So
I'm just having fun trying to. Anybody listening, I'm sorry if I mispronounce it, but I'm having fun trying to pronounce it.
Waiting on the update for the scoreboard as it's not quite up yet for the official yardage point, but it was for a loss. So 9:53, it's going to be a big throw now, looking for a big bomb rolling to the near side. He's going to take it himself, past the line of scrimmage, across, almost to the first down marker, and I think he did it as he slid in there. And I think, they're going to mark him right at it. Are they going to give it to him? They're not going to give it to him, are they? Oh, my goodness. The fans are not happy about that one.
He's out of the slide, maybe just a little too soon.
Oh, boy, as you can hear the fans upset about that one. Oh, they are going to give it to him.
Yeah, they're moving the chains.
All right. Okay, there we go. So it's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 40-yard line.
Did I miss something? The scoreboard says 20. I could have sworn we were 14-0.
It was 14-0, so not sure what happened.
I think someone accidentally hit a button.
So it looks like Fry's going to take it up himself and drag down by his helmet, but past that line of scrimmage for, I think, maybe a yard.
I don't know. He slid for about two of them on his knees. Let's see. They give him the end of forward momentum. So, okay.
All right.
Hey, I'll take it.
Second and 8 at the 42 with 8:48 left here in the third.
Put it.
Yeah. That echo was not working for me. Excuse me, folks. There we go.
Making an adjustment here. All right.
So it is
the standard formation again. Looks like they're trying to bring some blitz on the right side.
Trying to throw off that defensive line, and they were doing it.
And they surprised one flag.
Greeley's going to take it up through the middle there. 5-yard gain, but pushed all the way back.
I think it's going to come back.
A flag that I think is going to be on the offense.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a false start.
Yeah, you got to score.
Oh, let's see here.
So we're trying to...
Yep.
Scoreboard's all sorts of giving some grief here for the for the technical difficulties now, real quick.
I think they're still trying to sort out what's going on with the penalty. Offense has already moved the huddle backwards. The ref with the ball in his hand is trying to take a couple steps forward, but I think maybe they're trying to figure out if the defense wants to accept the penalty or decline it. Oh, we broke the huddle, but the ref is telling them, hang on.
As we are still, I believe, trying to figure out scoreboard issues, looks like it is some technical difficulties with the board itself.
All right, false start. Offense, they're walking it off now. So that's going to put us at about the 36-yard line on our own side of the field. It's going to make it, what, second and about 14?
Second and 14. Boy, that's going to be a tough one to come back from as Fry's in the same formation, two back with him. Looks like Creeley and Fry with him there, and he's going to hand it off.
Fry's going to take it himself. Little
quick pitch over the right side, and that is...
Brandon tried pitching it to James Fry, but couldn't quite get it there, and it hit the ground.
Enough of a forward pass, though, thankfully, to make it a pass, not a lateral.
And not a fumble. That made me a little nervous.
Boy, you're telling me, man. 8:09 left here in the third, as that was unfortunate, as a couple of errors now have made it to where we are, let's see, third and 14, as we're still looking for the official on the board, but it is down right now. So it looks like it's going to be Fry back with, I believe, Fry looking to throw it. Far side throwing.
Run deep.
Ball.
Overthrown about 3 yards.
My goodness.
That was
intended
Logan Hafen.
Oh, boy.
That looked like the same play we ran last time where we went down that right side and we could have set up a screen on the left. I don't think we would have picked up the first, but we could have at least got halfway there. They're restarting the scoreboard over here, trying to get it working.
So it looks like we're going to take a timeout. We're going to take a, let's call it a radio timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. And that was one heck of a punt as the time is 7:57 left here in the third quarter. And it was fourth and 16, I think we saw. And the punt was from about the 30-yard line, and it bounced. And it's now all the way down at the Hawks' 10-yard line. 11-yard line is where the official mark is.
At the Wolves.
The Wolves' 10-yard line.
We started around our own 30.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down for the Wolves here.
Yeah, it landed about the 20 and it bounced down to about the 10. So we're first and 10 on the about the 11-yard line. There's a snap, handoff up the middle
right
again.
Through the middle, Gutierrez missed that tackle, and finally He was dragged down at about a 6-7 yard gain. Not too shabby, but boy, Gutierrez wrapped his hands around him and dove, but broke right on through that one. So momentum carried him and made some decent yardage there. So he's up to about the 22nd yard line, which is a second and should be. Oh, that was a first down. Excuse me. So it's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down. So at the 22nd yard line.
Yeah, I didn't see that. There's a snap.
So the snap running to the far side.
Receiver
trying to go
across,
trying to get pushed out, and he does finally. About a 5 yard gain there.
So number two, AJ Garza, in motion from the right side, going across and handed it to him and sweep over to the left side. That number two, Garza, and 21, Noel Lopez. Those two have been they've been beating us up a lot. Those are the two that have been the main offensive weapons for the Wolves. And yeah, they're getting to us. They're quick.
Certainly has. Now, second and five-ish, about six maybe, second and six. I'm thinking 22-yard line is where they're marking in.
Looks about five or six.
That's about 25-yard line.
Second
snap.
And five.
Looking to run up through the middle here, far
nope,
side
bounced
down,
to the left.
All the way up,
you
just past that
down.
Line of scrimmage, or excuse me, that first down marker. I think they did.
6:53 yeah, I think he got the first.
Left here in the first.
Yep, referee signaling first
third.
Down. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down.
It
Wolves.
Is. So 14-0, 6:53 left here in the third. First and 10 now at the 33-yard line. It has been going quick here, and I feel like I haven't been able to catch up as they are running very quick.
Yeah, the Wolves have picked up their pace on offense, it looks like, and they're getting out of those huddles a lot faster. I think they're trying to limit.
Looking to throw it near side.
Fry almost.
He's
going to
take it straight on up. And maybe just
a yard
a
or two.
Few yards there.
Maybe three. Depends on where they
so
where
it
they
should
spot
be about
it.
A second and eight is what I'm thinking. Given on where now a second nine, maybe. I think they we'll probably,
seven or eight.
Oh, they're gonna mark it seven. Jeez. Okay. So
yeah,
second
seven.
And seven, 6:08 left here in the third. Your score 14-0 as the Wolves are on top.
Let's see. We have three wide out to the right, the near side. And the pistol.
Looking to run it right up the middle.
Yep,
they do. 21. Found a hole. Man, 34. Let's see. Who is 34 for us? Oh,
Creeley.
Creeley just got mowed over by the.
That 21 is, it seems to be their power runner.
Man. I'll
and,
tell you what.
He's a running back and linebacker, and then A.J. Garza, number two, seems to be their speed guy. They have him listed at wide receiver, but they've had him in the backfield a couple times, and he does a lot of end-arounds and sweeps to kind of have that power and speed combo.
He was fully pushed right on out of the way, so third and three at the 41.
Yeah,
looking to finally got taken
down. Like we get
that's going to be a loss, a yardage.
Yep.
Another sack for the boys. There's the Hawks managed to get some pressure on there. 5 minutes left here in the third. Fourth and seven at the 37. 14-0 is your score as the Hawks are still looking to get on the board.
It looked like they were trying to run an option to the left side. And, you know, it's the side that Coach said we're going to bring a lot of pressure because the quarterback doesn't typically go that way. And they're not strong over there. Actually, they said they're going to bring a lot from the right, but they've been coming from the left a lot. They broke through that left side, and quarterback ran right into the defenders. He couldn't get rid of the ball.
Looking to punt it.
Ooh,
and it gets up, but
almost
very
got a hand on it.
Side.
May have got a hand on it.
And it gets to about the 45-yard line.
Yeah, just
it picks
just
up
take
and
a knee.
Then finally dropped down. Not quite sure why I didn't take the knee on that one.
I think I'd have just fell on it. That's number 18. So that is Elijah Zuniga with the return there.
Zuniga picks it up and takes four to drag him down, but we'll take it here. 4:23, and it is going to be a Hank Horton, Edward Jones, first and 10. 4:23 left here in the third on the clock, and it is a first and 10 at the 45-yard line. That is going to be the Hawks at the 45. And, again, they're going from right to left on your radio dial. The wind is picking up, and it is whipping that flag around pretty good as it is coming
right
south
at us.
East. Is that
It's coming from the southeast, and it's below the northwest. It's coming right at us. There's a snap, looking to throw. Oh, looks like he's trying to set up for a long one, but no one's down there. Now he's running right.
He's scrambling out past the line of scrimmage. About 5 yards up. Yeah. Not too shabby.
Going to be about the 50 or the Wolves' 49-yard line.
Doing his own dirty work here.
Looked like he tried to throw deep, like he was expecting someone to go deep, but everything was kind of a short to intermediate route, and he tucked the ball and scrambled out there for the gain.
Those long balls are just not working for us, and I'd really love to see, again, if he
would have
just
those routes.
If he would have just looked on the near side, there was that Fry on the near side? That
I didn't
had a
see
quick
who it was,
was
but
it, open?
It looked like someone was open here on the near sideline.
I mean, it was 5 yards, but it was, you know, at least it was 5 yards. He didn't have to run himself.
Game of inches. All right, handoff to, looks like James Fry.
He's going all the way up, baby. Oh, man, he's all the way up to the 35-yard line.
Got about 10 yards of great blocks, and then the last five there, he's on his own and kind of drug someone for two or three.
Hank Ward and Edward Jones, a first down as it's 3:16 left here in the third. First and 10 there at the 34-yard line. Not too bad as he found a hole and made every inch of that one available to him as he plowed through and got, two defenders out of the way.
Yeah, it was about a 15-yard gain there. Like I said, it got some great blocks for that first 10 yards, and then last five, he just ran away from them and kind of made a guy miss.
They're showing blitz. Looking to hand off. Oh, my goodness. That was a little bit of a play
option. Fry trips, slips and trips at the just over the 30-yard line. So looks like ball's going to be down about the 28 or 29-yard line.
That was interesting. It looked like Fry and Fry were kind of fighting over the ball there.
It was a high snap. The first one I've seen tonight, it was a high snap, and he was trying to hand it off. James Fry had to kind of hesitate and stop a little bit to get that handoff because Brandon Fry had to bring it down from above his head. And then it looked like we had some good blocks, a little open lane there. Maybe could have got another 3 or 5 yards, but James slipped, or it looked like he slipped on the grass there and fell down.
Second and fourth to 29.
Hand off to Creeley.
Creeley's going to take it on the roll. He's going to the right. Far side. Finally brought down by
a yard.
Swinging kind of spinning motion, and he got a little bit of movement there. So third and four, it looks like. So a minute 52 here on the clock for the third, 29-yard line. Score is still 0-14 as the Hawks are still trying to get on the board, but they're knocking on the door of the red zone for the Wolves.
Let's see what's going on. Is there a timeout?
Looks like it is going to be a quick timeout.
Hawks.
We're going to take a quick timeout, too. We'll see you in 30. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson as it is 1:39 left here in the third. And we are third and fourth at the Wolves' 29-yard line.
Let's see there. Well, the Wolves are coming back out. What are the Hawks doing? Coach is still talking to them. All right, they're starting to take the field again. So let's see what we can do. Third and four, like Danny said, at the 29-yard line. Where are we lining up in? Looks like it's going to be... It looks like we have Creeley and James Fry back with quarterback. Two wide to the left. And here's the snap, but there's a flag. I think we're going to have a false start. They whistled it dead. Hopefully we can get lucky here, and maybe it was encroachment, and the defender touched one of our linemen. I doubt it.
It is cracking me.
Every time we get momentum, we shoot ourselves in the foot.
It is. What I'm laughing at, though, is I don't know if they can hear it on the mic, the studio mics here, but there's a coach above us on the roof inside the booth that
No, on the roof. He's the one over there. He's like the coordinator or something in the far
clap, and it is cracking me up.
We were distracted earlier by someone yelling and jumping up and down over and over, and we thought it was someone in the stands or on the roof, and then we realized, no, it's part of the coaching staff that's on the far side of the booth over there. He's more animated than I am watching the Florida Gators play college football.
All right, so 133, third and nine at the 34-yard line as Fry's back with two.
Oh, defender kind of twitched and who is that? Number
Hafen,
three,
Logan
Hafen, took about a 3-yard jump across the line.
So that's going to turn into 19 now, I believe. No,
ooh.
Third and 14.
Should be five-yard penalty. So
should be third and 14th at the 39.
That sounds right.
That's going to move back to the 44. No, they're marking it 10.
The ball's at the 39.
I was looking at the – oh, my goodness. This is why you shouldn't do eye drops and then have to freaking call a game because I can't see anything right now. Excuse me.
Formation
third
14
here. At the
snap.
The
we're going to throw it. Plenty of time. Man. Throwing deep. Number seven. Did he get it?
Baby.
I think he got it.
Nope. Oh, gee whiz.
Oh, that was Evan Geese. Looked like he had his hands on it, and then as soon as he caught it, two defenders hit him hard. He came down in the end zone, but couldn't hang on to it on the way down.
Boy, that was right in the honey basket, man.
Oh.
Right on in there and just popped right on
that
out.
That was a hard hit, though. I don't think I'd hang on to anything getting hit that hard.
Gee whiz.
He got it from both sides, too.
Fourth and 14 at the 39. 104 left here in the third. Let's see what they're going to do.
That was one of the best throws I've seen this year
from
Brandon.
And he had all the time in the world.
Yeah.
Man, that defense or that offensive line took care of him.
They're blocking great tonight.
And he didn't. And again, he didn't get nervous.
He looked like he settled down.
So he's looking to throw it again. Let's see. Pressure, but no. He's scrambling out.
Nope. Come
Let's
on.
See.
Throw.
Takes
I think he went too far.
And he picks it up. Fry picks it up.
No, that's Logan Hafen.
Hafen takes it at about
the
10.
He caught it at
line.
About the 10. And
he had to be past the line of scrimmage when he threw it, though, didn't he?
When he threw it, I thought he was over, but they're not signaling anything.
They're not doing it. All
He was close.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down, baby.
First time in the red zone. No, I think it's the second.
Red zone. As we're at the 10-yard line.
First, I don't know.
50 seconds left.
No, it is our first.
In the third and first and 10 at the 10.
Come on, guys. We can score.
Boy, I think that was a gift because let me tell
discipline, please.
I swear he was past that line. Looks
I
like he's
I do, too. Hand off to James.
Running up to the near side. He trucks through.
Oh!
2-yard line.
Pushed out of bounds. Just outside the one. Just outside the goal line. Looks about 2-yard line. That was a run off to the left, a sweep. A
little bit of Fry.
James Fry with the carry there. Where's?
It's going to be second and goal.
Where's
now.
Hayden?
So second and three.
Hayden's on the sideline. He's our star runner. What? I wonder if he got hurt or something. What's going on?
The closest we've been, folks.
Now, here's where I want to see. I want to see 34 in the backfield.
Look at her
run off up,
right
up
through
the middle. Push him forward.
He's
pushing
it.
I think we're shy by a yard.
Maybe a yard gain on there.
Yeah,
it's
maybe.
3 yards to go. 24 seconds here in the third. Second and third turns into maybe third and two.
I think they're probably going to let this
one
out.
No go. So third and three. 13 seconds. They're going to let it run out.
10 seconds. Yeah, there's no way they can.
Yeah, they're
7-6. They're not going to make it.
So it looks like they're just going to let the time roll out. So at the end of three, we are third and two away as the Hawks are banging on the door.
And the score is 14-0 Wolves.
Of the Wolves end zone. So let's see what happens as we come back here in just a minute. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at wallawallatoyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, and the Hawks. Whew, it's taken to the fourth quarter, but the Hawks are right there at the end zone.
2 yards away.
I can taste it. We can smell it. And that's not just a hot dog in the air, folks. That's a touchdown waiting to happen.
Yeah, I think they're done cooking the hot dogs now.
Third and two.
Which stinks, because I was going to get one.
We got 12 minutes left here in this ball game.
We have two wide out to the right, one to the left, two backs with the quarterback in the gun.
Let's see what happens as Fry snaps
the ball. Rolling right.
Rolling on the near side. Is he going to throw it out?
He's not. He's running. I think he got it in. In the near corner.
Oh, my goodness. He's right at the one.
Nope. Inches.
They got to give it to him.
Come on, he had his arm stretched.
Oh, my goodness. Fry is not happy with this. He is not happy
no
with
one
that
here
as he
is.
Argues there for a moment with that ref and yells at the coach of like, hey, man, I did my job. What happened?
His arms were stretched. I mean,
it is fourth and like an inch. It is fourth and an inch. You give it to any big man and just – throw him up through the middle. 11:50 here.
Oh, yeah, I'd be in a goal line.
They're not, though. They're in center. They're going to run it right up through the middle. Fry's going to take it.
I don't think he got it.
Down at the one. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I see some Hawks clapping, but I don't think they got it. Touchdown.
Oh, they did.
White hat says touchdown.
Oh, baby. Hawks did it as Fry took it himself across the line. 6-14 right now with 11:45 left in this game. Let's see if they're going to go for it. Oh, no, it looks like there is a Wolves player down right now as he is hurting and knees are being taken. We're going to take a timeout as we hopefully get him up. He does seem to be moving his leg. But he's hurt. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
You're listening to Hawks Radio, folks, and the Hawks are on the board. 6-14, 11:45 left here in the fourth quarter. And are we going to kick it? I think we are.
I would. The injured player for the Wolves did get up, and he was limping, but he did leave the field under his own power, so we're happy to see that.
Looks like Fry's
No, they're going for it.
They're going for it.
So we have three wide on each side. We have only three linemen up in the middle. I forget what they call this. Quarterback's in the gun, and Creeley's back with him. I think this is always an interesting formation. We have three receivers in the bunch on either side. Now Creeley goes to the left.
Looking to throw it near side.
Right.
And that is going to be tracked down almost immediately all the way to the 10-yard line. So didn't work there. So score 6-14, 11:44 left here in the ball game. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. We were kind of talking about the decision to go for two. And, you know, Jason, I do wonder that. You know, it's like go for the 7, and then if you need to, you have the opportunity, let's go for that. Go for that extra
point. Yeah, I mean, I would have, you know, it's taken 4 quarters to get here, 3 quarters to get here. I would have kicked the extra point, and I don't know. Maybe they have concerns about the kicker. I think they did it last week, but maybe they're concerns about the kicker, and that's why they did it. I definitely wouldn't have done the pass because we haven't had success with it. But so anyway, here's the kick.
Kick is up and drops down at about the 25, and trying to drag him down, and he finally does.
Kind of hesitated and bobbled on that pickup.
That was interesting. Yeah, it dropped down. He picked it up, and then it kind of bobbled out. Managed to, instead of just running straight up, he ended up kind of going towards his own sideline for not really a huge amount of gain, I guess, but no, not a bad start at the 25-yard line.
He got a yard.
So it's a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 for the Wolves at the, again, their own 25-yard line, 11:40 left here in the ballgame, 6-14.
Here they come.
They're on top.
Yeah, I wish we'd have kicked that field, that extra point. Let's see. What is this, 4 wide?
It's going to be out a pistol. Showing blitz. Looks like running right up the
big
middle.
Hole big up the middle. Hole.
8's going to take him down, though. 8 is James Fry with the takedown. So 11:29 and counting for the ball game. Second and 3 at the 37. That was a huge hole, man, for showing that. Looks like he's going to run it on the near side. Oh. Fry tries to get a hand on it. Couldn't do it. Looks like he breaks through, and that's going to be all the way up to about the 45-yard line, just shy of it. So it is going to be first down, which is a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 now. I think they're marketing it at the 45.
I think they're going to call it the 45, but it's the nose of the ball is right on the line.
So 11 minutes here in the ball game. Momentum has been forever in the Wolves' favor here as they are all the way at about center, almost to center here at the
midfield.
45.
We have 3 wide out to the right, out of the pistol, 1 back.
Near hash mark, going to the left. Running
hand
to the
off
far
to the right.
Side now.
There's that power back.
Off maybe 2 yards. So what they're going to give it to him.
Well, that seems to be their power runner, 21. Usually if he's between the guards, they're fine. That time looked like he went between the right guard and right tackle, kind of getting outside a little more, and he doesn't seem to do as well on those outside runs.
Looks like
number
2
is the guy that usually gets us on the outside.
1 yard, so second 9 now at the 46. That is going to be their own 46-yard line from the gun.
3 wide right. I'd be interested to see.
Look at
him screen
throw
play.
Far side.
Screen pass. Oh, man,
stop.
7.
My goodness. Oh. Number 7, Evan Geese. It just runs right on into him, but he ended up well.
Hit him right in the middle, just didn't wrap his arms, and he kind of bounced off of him backwards. And then the receiver just took off. It was a screen play to the right side.
That was like if you bump into somebody in the hallway is what that was. And he just took on. He just took off for a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down, and we are all the way at the other 40 now. So we are in Hawks territory at the 40 for a first and 10. 9:58 left here in the ball game from the pistol. Looking to hand off right up the middle, he does. Plenty of room as he gets about 4 yards.
55. That's Ryan Gorton, Sr. He, one of our linemen, grabbed the runner there and kept him from going forward. Looks like another Wolf player is down. He's holding his face mask. I think maybe his leg.
His leg is bugging him for certain. Let's see.
Let's see, take a, oh, helmet's coming off. The doctors are tending to him.
Yeah, we are going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. Looks like number 75 was the injured player, and he is off and now hopping. It looks like his right leg, lower leg injury, maybe a knee or potentially ankle was bugging him, but he ended up being off after his own on his own power. But we did take a quick timeout on that. So 9:48 left here in the ball game, second and 7 at the 37-yard line, hands it up the middle,
and it is going to
be
again.
Straight ahead for another 4 yards maybe. Not too shabby as, again, in a game of inches, momentum will take it, man.
Well, now they're
getting up there, 3rd and 3, 9:30, and you're just going to keep winding that clock down.
Yeah, they're just going to keep running, and they're going to keep.
The score is 6-14 as the Hawks are trailing.
They're not going to do anything fancy at this point. They're moving the ball, and they're eating up the clock. We're losing our chance to get back in this.
From the pistol, looking to hand it off again. 21.
Nope, reverse.
No, it's going to be reverse. There's on the another near side, reverse. And he takes off. That's going to be
this time. It's number 3.
To the 20. Takes shifts. Off to the near side.
Oh, I think
that's going to be a flag.
A flag. Looks like
it's
a second flag.
The middle of the field to about the 5-yard line.
Did we get a hold or an illegal block in the back because of the change in direction? So they got us with that reverse again. This time it was number 3 carrying it. Came to the near side, so to the offense's left. And as he cut back to go to the right around the 25-yard line, I saw a flag come out, and he still made it up to around the what, between the 10 and the 5, and there was another flag holding on the offense.
I dig it, man. Boy, howdy, because that was a huge run for the Wolves as,
yep.
Boy, what, about 40?
That was at about the 22-yard line.
40 to the 5.
Not back as far as I'd like, but it's not a first. Looks like they're going to be about the, was that the 34-yard line?
Looks like about the 33-yard line. Mark, so
yeah,
3rd and 3, 8:56.
Come on, defense.
The ball game going to be from the very
bunch to the right.
Deep pistol. Looking
hand off
like
to 21. Fake the reverse.
21's gonna take it.
Oh, and we got him around the line of scrimmage. He may have picked up a yard. That was Pfeiffer with the stop. Just picked him up and drove him backwards.
Oh my goodness.
Jace Pfeiffer with
hit.
The stop.
Fourth
got
and
it for the sophomore.
The
that was a beautiful tackle. We need more of that.
Broke
and
through.
He was
big
quick.
Time.
Man, that was fast. He came in there. He didn't make that stop. That would have been a first down.
He hit hard. He was flying, man. Cooking totally.
Picked him up. That's what the coach had him out here practicing before the game. It was, I remember you told him, put your arms around him, pick him up, and then down.
They can't, They can't
fight
back
if
they can't touch the ground. Looks like we got ourselves a timeout. We're going to take a quick timeout, too, here on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. We are 4th and 4. Wolves still have the ball at the 34-yard line. It is going to be the Hawks' 34-yard line. 8:03 left here in the ball game. Our score is 6-14, and we are coming back from a timeout as the Wolves are on the field. The Hawks are slowly returning.
Looks like they're going to try to kick a field goal. See a placeholder out there. Kicker stretching his legs, warming up.
Not a bad option, as if he misses, it's all the way back to the 20. So that's not too shabby.
Well, let's hope he misses.
Looks like
almost
the kick
got a hand on it. That's wide right.
Wide in about
way wide right.
5 yards shallow.
Close to going just under the bar, but that was way wide right.
So it is
our favor.
First and 10, which is a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line for the Hawks. So 7:57, left here in the ball game. 6-14 is the deficit, and it is first and 10 at the 20. Jason, what's the play here? What's the plan?
I think the same thing we were talking about before halftime. What we'd like to see coming back is let's see some quick short routes. Well, the quarterback's had time to throw it.
Looking to throw it. No, he's going to hand it off.
Eight, Fry makes some people miss.
Fry seriously moving the ball.
He stepped out of someone hanging onto his ankle.
That's got to be a first
down. I think we got the first. I think we got an extra yard or two out of that.
Was that Fry with that carry?
That was James Fry, number 8.
Well, you look at that. So Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down. As one first down turns into another.
Does that say we need to throw it? They move it on the ground to 11 yards?
As we are a 33-yard line now, 32-yard line, 7:45 left here in the ball game.
We need to get these plays in there quicker and lined up quicker.
I'll dig that.
7 minutes is going to run out real fast.
Hey, eight-point deficit, though. That's still doable.
Yeah, but now we're forced into 2 points.
It's going to be a false start. A false start, I think, as the flag comes from the back.
False start on the Hawks. Every time.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Give some more room for a deep ball, the announcer says.
So first and 10 turns into a first and 15, I believe, as it gets back from the 32 to the 26. 7? Math is hard. 27, there we go.
7.
I have a 32 poll minus 5, 27. In my way, so let's see how this call goes. All right, from the same formation we're digging all year long, looks to hand off
to James Fry, running right,
rolling.
Sweeping right.
He's trying to get a little bit
stiff
arm,
and
that's going to be some gainage there as he's almost.
Comes up to about the 39, he's slow to get up, and he's limping. Oh, boy. Not another injury, please. Yep, James Fry is going to come off the field limping.
He is hurting just
a
touch.
Maybe we put Hafen in. No, we're going to put 44. 44 is Dashofsky. I think he had a big stop earlier. Now they're helping James Fry to the bench. That doesn't look good. And where's Hayden? I need to try to get down there and talk to Coach tonight, find out what happened with Hayden. I think we saw him once in the beginning.
Yeah.
He had a big one.
He had
that big
run.
So coming toward us.
3 at the 39. Going to be their own 39.
Flag in the defensive backfield.
Oh, it's a
lay of game. Yep.
Okay. Gee whiz here, folks. We don't like to see this. So 6:25, and that second and third at the 39 now turns into a second and 8, I believe, at the 34.
Right,
there we go, 34. dyslexic math is hard here, folks.
Now, Dyshofsky came off, and I didn't see who went in his place. Let's go here, guys. We have three wide to the left. Looking to throw. Throwing on the near side.
Fry's going to be the intended retarget.
Caught, but there's a flag.
Oh, baby.
Logan caught about the 27 or 32, 33. There's a flag. Oh, come on the defense,
Aifin picks it up for the long ball, but there is a flag.
He's pointing to the other side, so.
So second declined. And turns into a first declined. And 10.
Pass interference on the defense. Penalties declined.
As
say
it
the
is,
thing.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down, baby.
Yeah.
Yes, we are all the way into the Wolves 33. First and 10 at 6:18 left here in the ball game. Not too shabby as we're only down by 8. Here with 6:14 left. 6-14.
Right. There's Logan Hafen. There's Geese. Looks like Pfeiffer's in the slot number 9. Will Weed is in on the far left. Getting some pressure.
Looking to throw. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Gets a hand up to bump it out of there. Hafen was
the defender
target.
Got a hold of the quarterback's arm, but there's a flag in the backfield.
So 5:54, we have a stoppage of play. First
maybe
and
roughing
10
the
at
passer.
The
33. Personal foul, roughing the passer on the defense.
Gotta love it, baby. Free
personal
yardage.
Foul, that should be 15. First down.
That's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down. The easy way, and we'll take it.
The quarterback doesn't think it's easy.
Looks like Fry is James Fry is on the bench, getting his ankle wrapped, foot shoe
right.
off, cleat off, and his helmet's off. So he's probably done for the night. 5:54, first and 10 at the 18-yard line.
So again, three wide out to the left, one to the right. Looks like Creeley's back with the. Hand off to
Creeley.
Going left.
Far side, running and gets tripped up. But a little bit of gain and he's down. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I think he's hurt again.
He's down. Is he moving? He's moving.
He's kind of rolling around.
Oh, some other players are
again.
Calling for coach to come on out.
Oh, boy. And we have a few taking a knee.
This might be a big hit here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. 5:42 left here in the ball game. Second and 10 at the 18. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, second and 6 at the 14. Creeley is up and on his own power, managed to walk off. I don't know if he got the wind knocked out of him, or if maybe he may have tweaked his ankle or foot or something. He's fine, though. He wasn't limping or anything, so he is off on the sidelines. He should be back in here shortly. Looks like Fry is bandaged up as well, and he is coming back. So
he
got his ankle wrapped,
Dyshofsky.
And it looks like Dyshofsky is back there.
Four wide, two to each side.
With Brandon Fry. From the same formation we like to see, second
and
6.
Two wide each way.
Looks like Fry's scrambling on the near side. He's got to get it out.
He's
going to
run. He has it open. Come on, touchdown.
Oh, baby, touchdown.
Box touchdown.
Oh, yeah, we like to see that. Fry for the second touchdown of the night. Does it himself.
All right. That was great. I mean, they're looking to throw. Pocket was breaking down. He started running. He came up to the line of scrimmage.
They didn't mark a touchdown. Is he marking it? Okay. That scared me there for a minute.
We're
like, oh no,
confusion here. Wait a minute, we didn't.
So, yeah, but he was scrambling. Made it up look like he tried to pause about the line of scrimmage. Realized he couldn't make a throw, but he had a wide open lane, just on the near sideline. Ran up there and was able to get in for the score. So here we go for two. Going rolling for two, right, throws tipped by the defender number 21.
Oh boy, folks, this is why you go for that seven. Oh, there is a flag on the play, though. Flag just happened. Is that unsportsmanlike? It has to be, I would imagine, right?
No, I can't see the ref.
Delayed. It came from the goal.
Please, on the defense, on the defense.
5:33 left here in the ball game. 12-14.
I'm thinking it's on. I think it's going to be.
It's unsportsmanlike on.
After the play.
I think it happened.
No, on the defense.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on the defense.
So what's the enforcement on the
play?
So it was after the play. That means it's going to be enforced on the kick.
All right. So there we go, folks. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM. And it is, let's see, 12-14. So that's at least a field goal to make this happen.
So 15 yards.
And the penalty is being added up here. This is an interesting.
They're gonna kick it from the Wolves 45 yard line.
This is very interesting.
This would be great if we could pin them. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be touchback. But if we could pin them back there inside the five, and then if we could maybe get a safety, that would tie it up.
Hey, there we go.
I would love to see.
Here's for dreaming here, folks.
This
Let's see.
Tough
one
to
of
do.
The most
I think they can do it, but the hard part's the kick.
5:33 left here.
If he could kick it high and short.
Let's see.
Squib.
Oh, squib.
Squib. It bounces.
It's dropped at the 20.
Down at
21 yard line.
Yeah, 21.
So it's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at about the 21 yard line here at, let's see.
Keeping it out the back.
Yeah. 5:32 left here in the ball game as there's a 2-point deficit, 12-14, as your Hawks are behind.
I'd have told them put it between the uprights. Good field goal practice.
We need it. Certainly we need it.
All right. Let's see. Let's stop them, guys. Right, he has a jersey on but no helmet. So would that still count as a 12th man on the field?
I would like to think so, yeah.
I hope not. That's on us. All right. Here's a snap.
Right,
hand off to 21
up
the middle again.
Right up the middle. And there's
like
just a
maybe
huge
4 or 5
hole,
yards.
Man. And it's been a consecutive big hole all game long.
No, another player laying on the ground. Is that? It's not the ball carrier. I can't tell what the color of the jersey is. Thinking it's one of ours. That's a Hawk player. Referee signaling for the coaches. I can't see a jersey number. I have no idea who it is. Looks like it's a cramp. He's one of the players is stretching his leg. I'm thinking it's just a cramp. Hopefully you'll be able to get up here and walk it off. And you'll have to come off the field. That is number 66, Joel Hutchison, one of our linemen.
5:16 left here in the ball game. Second and 6 at the 26. It's going to be the Wolves' own 26-yard line as they are coming out in the pistol.
Looks like we have four wide, two to each side.
probably going to be the same play that they've been going, just straight up the middle.
They've been good at it. I just bring extra people.
And there
people
it is. It's going to be a play action.
Screen out to the
it's
right.
It's going to be the right side and brought down by number seven.
It's like going to be 2 or 3 yards short. It was good coverage by Geese. That was a screen play out to the far right wide receiver.
5 minutes now, as it is third and second at the 29. It is going to be the Wolves' own 29-yard line, and it is a two-point deficit here, as it's 12-14.
Look, just a play to kind of throw them off what was expected. Now they're probably going to try to watch the edges more. I think I'd expect to run up the middle here and bring some people up the gut. See what happens. Yep, here you go. Handoff 21. He bounces
right
it out to the right.
There. It's going to be a first down and keep going all the way up to the 40-yard line. So we have a Hank Warden-Edward Jones first down at 4:30 left here in the ball game with a first and 10 at the 39. So a 10-yard carry, not too shabby, as it was just a quick throw or a quick run right up the middle and managed to drag a couple Hawks players with him.
Yeah, he started up the middle, he got to the line, and then he just cut to the right side and looked like he ran outside the tackle. It's the first time I've seen him make a cut that quick. It's the first time I've seen him make a cut like that, period. He's usually straight line, whether he's going outside or inside. Looks like we're getting a little bit tighter on our tackling, maybe a little too late. We need to wrap this up and get that ball back so we can. We need at least a field goal to win this thing.
First
low snap, almost
right
dropped it. Come on, stop.
A lot
it.
Of pressure,
oh,
but
got
ends
free.
Up through the line, all the way up. About 6 yard gain. My goodness.
So I think that was 17. They got a hand on him, but not enough.
So second and two
that's
now.
Josiah Ungiano.
7 yard line.
But couldn't get a hold of him enough to stop him. Slowed him down for just a moment.
66 is in for 55 now on the defensive line.
So that's Joel Hutchison for Ryan Gorton.
Let's see if they keep doing it. Second and two.
Three wide over
47-yard line.
Time.
Pistol. Deep pistol. Looking to run it right up the middle again, and he does it on the near side. Push past that line, or excuse me, that first down marker, and for 54, 54 with the takedown.
So we had 66 and 70. So that is Joel Hutchison and Michael Ard got back there in the backfield in a hurry, and one of them reached out and went to grab the. A runner, but he just did a little shift, a little kind of juke move to the left, got outside his grasp, and picked up that first down.
So it's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 here for the Wolves as they are at the 49-yard line, which is the just past on the Hawks side. So first and 10 at the Hawks 49. At 2:20 left here, running right up through the middle again,
yep.
And he slows it down, and manages to
flag
get
in the backfield.
And there is a big flag in the backfield as the runner's finally taken down.
I'm
very
thinking it was
slow,
a block in the back.
It was a very slow, methodical run to get that extra
methodical.
There we go.
Methodical. Holding on the offense. I really think it was more of a block in the back, but either way, it was definitely on the offensive line. So, going in the right direction. That's what we want to see. 10-yard penalty that helps us out. Still have a chance here if we can stop them.
So, first and 20, 2:12 left here in the ball game. 2-point deficit as the score is 12-14, and it is at the 41-yard line now. So, it is going to be the Wolves' 41-yard line from the same formation that they've been doing,
there.
Which is a very deep pistol as the they have
looks
a runner
like we're
back
blitz
behind
on the left side.
Let's see what happens. First and 20.
There it is.
Running.
Throwing
no, it's going to be a quick
right.
throw. And that's going to be past the original line of scrimmage and up past five. And that is about a 15-yard gain there as a 10-yard pass ended up making a little extra headway.
So that was a screen play to number two on the right side. He's been kind of the guy with the speed that's been burning us. throughout the night. Had some good blocks from the other two receivers over there. Lineman bounced out, kind of pulled over to the right. He got that, just ran up there for that 15 yards.
Second and five at the 45, and that is going to be the Hawks' 45-yard line.
Doing a good job of mixing it up.
1 minute, this our defense on their toes. 2-point deficit for these Hawks. Let's see if they can do something here.
So now we have the three wide to the left.
Formation in the pistol again. Probably going to run it right up the middle if they do.
There it is.
It's like they just cut, print, repeat as they get another 10 yards here, just shy of it, as it was about an 8-yard run for a Hank Warden Edward Jones first down now at all the way to about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, they're just lining up the same formation. It gives them options to go outside or up the middle. Looks like we have timeout. Hawks.
All right, it's going to be a timeout. We're going to take a quick timeout, too. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks have a 2-point deficit. 12-14 is your score here with 58 seconds left here in the ballgame. First and 10 at the 37-yard line. It is going to be the Hawks 37, and the Wolves have it.
We need to strip that ball. We need to force a fumble, because I highly doubt they're going to pass it. If they do, it's just going to be another screen. We need to get this ball.
Why?
The defense needs to have in their minds, we're going to take the ball and we're going to score.
Why run it when this cookie-cutter position of this middle run, man, just keeps on working?
Well, I mean, like I said, it gives them a lot of options. They can screen it over here to the left. So the screen is when you have two of these receivers over here toward us run forward to make a block, and they throw it to that number two behind them.
Yeah.
Behind the line. Usually it's on the line of scrimmage or just behind it. Still a forward pass, and he already has blockers set up, and a lot of times one of those linemen come over too. You know, they can dump it out to him, or they can have number two sweep, you know, go across the end around or hand it off up the middle
right
now.
The middle again for another 5-yard gain. Pretty consistent, 5 to 10 yards every time. And that one's about 6.
It's there.
So a second and 4 probably.
They've been doing this all night. We're out of that formation. And, you know, they can throw passes in there too. But for now, it's these short ones that are eating up the clock.
That's going to be another timeout. We'll take a quick timeout ourselves. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM. KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson. As this game is about wrapped up here pretty soon, it is 51 seconds left. It is 2nd and 6 at the 33-yard line. 12 to 14 is your score with the Wolves on top. Make sure you stay tuned after the game for the post-game report and a player interview with yours truly and Jason Watson. Looks like we are in the same formation.
Same thing, but now 3 to
pistol,
the
but now
right.
3 to the right side. As I cut off Jason to tell you exactly what he was going to say. He's going to run
right
up the middle, though.
Oh, now he's bouncing it outside.
The right side.
Going to the right.
Gutierrez is on the chase, but couldn't quite come
Geese
up with him.
Geese was in there, too.
As, Geese, I think, was the final takedown.
And no, that's gonna be Geese was the one that hit him, and he kind of stepped out of. Spun Geese around.
That is going to be a first down. So a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down 41 seconds left here on the clock as it's winding down. But the time, there we go. The time is going to continue. They just had to move the markers. First and 10 at the 33. Third, 27, excuse me. Again, two-point deficit, but it's nothing. Nothing's going to happen, yeah.
Game clock is just half a second faster than the play clock. I wouldn't even run a play.
So, and that's where you want, you know. You know, it looks like they're going to run in the same formation. So it is going to be
run up the middle.
Run
nope.
up through the middle.
Take a
nope.
knee.
He's taking the knee.
Yeah, I don't think we have any timeouts to do anything about it. I believe that's it.
So there you go, folks. Yep. That's going to be the ball game, and that is going to be your final score with the Hawks 12 and the Wolves 14. Clock is officially over. It's been homecoming, folks. It was a interesting game and a well-fought game for the Hawks. We're going to talk all sorts of fun stuff coming up, as well as a player interview. Make sure you stick around. You're listening to Hawks Radio post-game show. It's coming up. 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. In the short time since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio any way you can, folks. I'm glad you are, as it's the postgame show. I'm Danny Bibley, joined by Jason Watson, as we've, it's the closest game we've had so far this season. Five games left in the year, unless we make the postseason. Maybe. Huh? We'll see what happens. Final score, 12-14. Ups. Downs and all arounds is
especially their tight end. A lot of all arounds for him over there for the Wolves.
Yeah,
all around the quarterback. Those motions.
Man,
boy,
those
motions, seen a motion.
Were something else, dude.
Well, the first two he did, he kind of paused. It came around like he was going to go across, and then pauses, and then kind of runs around to the other side behind. Into the other side of the quarterback, and then pauses, and then takes off again to the side. That was something.
It was very interesting.
It's like it was three separate motions.
It was confusing to say the least, man. One thing I'd like to talk about, and this is something I want to get the bad stuff out of the way here first. But my goodness, there was just a huge hole in the Hawks defensive line and right in the center all game long. It took them about half the game, but boy, the Wolves found that out, and they were
exploiting
aggressive
it.
About it, man. And they exploited the holy bejeebus out of it because, man, one after another of just consecutive 5 to 10 yard runs every time.
I think that was because usually they shore up the middle pretty well, and I think it was just the focus on trying to rush the edge and get around the edge because they knew, hey, there's a weakness, especially on the left side of the line, left side of the offensive line for them. So I think that may have played a part in it.
Okay.
We did see them kind of in the third quarter there kind of shore it up a little bit, but then the fourth where they were just eating up time, it was – it just seemed like the hole got bigger and more open, and then they, as the Wolves started kind of doing that, okay, same formation, but we can run three or four things out of it. It was like they weren't sure which way to go with it. So, like you said, they were really beating us up the middle there.
And it's interesting, too, because we haven't seen that many teams take that approach of the pistol formation as much as they did. I mean, they were in that position every time.
Especially the second half.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the second half.
One thing I really like to see from a Wolves perspective was those quick play actions to the right side. Those quick play actions up the middle and then the quick throws over to the right side.
So the screen. You're talking about the screen
plays, man, were really, really nice to see. For them, at least, they were well executed.
Yeah, unfortunately they were. And that number two, I mean, he's not just fast; he's quick.
Yeah,
you know, he gets fast in a hurry. And that really hurt us. And they were kind of watching it where it looked like we were going to blitz on the opposite side or up the middle. That's usually when they ran it, and which of course left fewer people out there on the side and to go get them. So they had good blocking. And he was usually out running the one guy that wasn't blocked. But, yeah, that was something I'd kind of like to see us start to do a little bit. Or, maybe some screens we talked about before about maybe some shorter, quicker passes. But, unfortunately, that got us.
It was a little rough. But we're going to talk about some positives here coming up, as well as we're hoping for a player interview, as well as our final thoughts. And it's all coming up here on the post-game show. I'm Dan Bibley, joined by Jason Watson. You're listening to Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to the post-game show. I'm your host, Danny Bambly, joined by Jason Watson. And Jason, I wanted to talk about some positive things that I saw during this game. And aside from a couple pretty good bombs that we had, you know, big long throws, I guess I should say. I really like to see that the power run was back for us a little bit.
Yeah,
that power run was back, and it was nice to see.
It was, and I like it. It adds you know, a little more to our offense, another dimension to it, right? With you have James Fries usually running toward the outside. He's kind of the quicker, shiftier guy, and then you had Kyler Creeley was back in there, and that's, you know, that gives you that power option up the middle. While we did see Creeley go outside a couple times and Fry up the middle as well, that's usually kind of your standard, right? You have a power guy to go between the guards and someone quicker to get outside the guards and the tackles. So it definitely helped, I think, especially in the first half. It was utilized a little more, switching back and forth. But, yeah, it was good to see. It definitely opens up the playbook and things you can do. And I think it opens up the passing game, too.
It does.
They're watching that backfield.
It does. And one thing I wanted to talk about, too, is, you know, Fry, you know, Brandon Fry had a lot of time tonight in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Although he got kind of spooked a couple times from situations that he didn't have any need to be spooked in. He had a lot of time, man. The offensive line was really being generous to him tonight. And it was something refreshing to see again. And again, you're not playing the top six schools of the freaking, you know, of the division. So yeah. it's obviously a little bit different with, you know, again, we talked about when we were in Kashmir, these kids were playing against a future probably all-star freaking division one
defensive lineman, offensive lineman. Yeah, that's going to a Div 1 school.
Yeah, so.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You know, that was something that I really enjoyed seeing.
However,
tonight,
there were two guys on this team bigger than him.
there were.
I didn't see the second one, but the one I did, and not the biggest, the second biggest was out there for sure. Yeah, but a little bit lower caliber team. Another thing with those other teams is they've all had almost twice as many people, and so that gives you more opportunity for relief, right, and rotating players in and out, get a break, and especially as you get into the second half, that plays a big part in the game. So this team was more our size, definitely more the Hawks caliber, and I like that they kept it close. Like you said, really good blocking out of the offense and the run game, and seemed to me a big improvement in the passing game and blocking. It looked to me like the quarterback was a little sharper, throwing the ball a little more crisp. He had several downfield that were 3 to 5 yards overthrown, but they still looked like much better passes than what we've seen previously. I think the offense has come a long way. Like Coach said, opening up the scheme, opening up that playbook. It was good to see that. And defense, man, those guys they're quick. I just need to work on those tackles, but they get to the ball in a hurry. I like that.
You know, they really do, man. And it's one thing, you know, I'm thinking back on the game, and there's just a couple times though that I want to see the defense. They need to make more solid tackles, because they're getting hands on them. They're getting close, but they're not getting solid tackles. They're messing up the runner, right? But if that runner has momentum or he's a powerhouse, man, shoot, we're in a, you know, that's another 5+ yards.
Absolutely. There were a lot of times the first, second, and third person to make contact with the ball carrier, they weren't wrapping up, they weren't making good tackles, they weren't taking good angles. There were several times that we came with a blitz and got through the offensive line in a hurry, but just completely bad angle and overran the ball carrier. And we saw him, you mentioned it a couple of times, where the ball carrier just kind of hesitated. He caught on to it and like, hey, these guys are coming at me full bore. If I just kind of hesitate a little bit, slow down, they're going to overrun me, and I can, you know, then I can go. They still looked fairly sharp. What coach discuss with me about game plan. I think they executed that well. It maybe needed some more adjustment, or they may have seen, you know, maybe it wasn't what they were expecting tonight. But no, they're quick. They need to work on those tackles. Now, the offense, I think the biggest thing that hurt us tonight more than anything else were the penalties.
Big time.
We've seen it a lot with the other games as well. And, I mean, it doesn't matter how good your opponent is. These are things that we're doing to ourselves. False starts. Now, I will say this. I think we had one holding penalty, maybe two. We had a bunch in the previous weeks.
True.
Most of them this time were false starts. Mm-hmm. We had some bad ones in the second half. But anyway, the penalties, at least the offensive line at the line, didn't get a bunch of holding calls. There were a few downfield where it was, you know, receivers, tight ends, whatever, running backs. They don't block as much, so I can kind of see that. But the penalties are just, we get momentum. We have a big play. All right, we have the momentum. Let's go. Then all of a sudden, somebody jumps off sides. Come on. We can't do that. You cannot do that and expect to win. And it was almost every time we had a big gain and think, all right, cool. Now we can move. Now we have them on their heels. Very next play, flag.
You're exactly
even
right.
When we overcame it and went back again, and sometimes it was 2-3 plays in a row. So I'd like to see that. I think if we could get that cleaned up, that would go a long way to getting some wins.
You're absolutely right. We're going to talk just a little bit more here in our final thoughts, but we're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
You're listening to Hawks Radio, folks. Thanks for tuning in with us all game long and all season long. And now it's time for our favorite part of the show, player of the game and favorite play. What do we got?
Hold on. Let me close the window so we don't have to listen to the leaf blower. favorite, you know what? I'm going to start with favorite play before I get to the player. I think my favorite play was it was in the first quarter when Luis Gutierrez broke through the line and got that sack.
What a that huge was, hit that was.
Oh, man. And the someone else, I forget who it was, oh, Fry. Fry came up and hit the quarterback, and the quarterback spun out of it. And, I mean, he looked like he was excited, like, all right, I'm going to get this. And just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Gutierrez burst through there, just perfect textbook, hit right in the midsection with the shoulder, wrapped up, picked up, and down. Oh, it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So he got the sack. That was my favorite play. I'll go for the quarterback sack every time.
Absolutely. That was a great – I think, you know, honestly, I got to go with – I was thinking about that long pass, but I think our go-to – my go-to on this one has to be the first play of the game for the Hawks, which is going to be that huge – from the 30-yard line – or no, the 20 to the 30. 20
over here on our left.
Yeah, the 20 to the 30 was – that had to be my favorite.
Yeah.
As what was that? Hafen.
It was Hafen.
As Hafen just, man, took it all the way.
I want to say that was Hafen.
And it was
had that long run.
Absolutely fantastic and a huge, huge run. Again, I thought that was going to be a much, much different game. With coming out like that, all the way.
So.
Who's Royal beat Royal? Oh wow.
Cashmere took Royal to overtime.
21-15.
And Royal won.
And Royal won, man. Ooh. Well, you look at that. Two powerhouse teams there.
I figured Cashmere would get them.
They haven't lost in three years, man.
They haven't.
Wow.
Longest running winning streak in the state.
And that is.
And I'll be honest, after watching Cashmere when we were there, I thought they were going to take them. Because they had a lot more speed. Mr. Kenneth, the athletic director, just informed us of that one.
Excuse me for interrupting. That was that's pretty exciting news. So, thankfully, those teams are behind us for the rest of the season, and hopefully it should be a little bit smoother. Coming up, Waluke High School, and it's going to be Saturday. Saturday, October 11th, that's going to be at 6 p.m., and that's going to be a home game here. Again, that's Waluke High School is our next game, followed by Natchez Valley up there in Natchez, and then Kiona Benton High School.
Kai Benton. Kiona Benton.
Yeah, there we go.
And then Zilla.
So not a few, just a few games left here.
One thing I want to go over before we wrap this up, because it sounds like that's what you're doing. Player of the game. Who would you say player of the game for the Hawks?
Boy, I was hoping you wouldn't go to me.
Okay. Hey, well, I'll throw it out there. I have one. I'm going player. Number 8, James Frye, all the way offense and defense. He was all over the place on defense. He made a lot of key stops. He did have a couple that he missed, but he made a lot of key stops. He was all over the place on defense in the backfield, downfield with receivers, and on offense, he was our biggest weapon tonight. I think, complimenting that power run to Creeley. He even had a couple of himself, but he was carrying the ball a lot of good runs, got us a bunch of first downs. I'd give a game ball to number 8, James Frye.
I honestly was kind of wondering if I was going to go defensive line with Gutierrez originally, and that was because – man, he was all over the place tonight.
He was, too. Both of them were.
He was, and I mean, like, you think about it, I was really kind of thinking, I was like, okay, do I want to go with, who really carried the ball for the most and had some serious movements? Originally, the only two touchdowns that we got in the game were taken. The poor man did it himself. Brandon Frye did it himself. And ran both of those guys in because the throwing, the long ball just wasn't working. But I think I am going to go with Gutierrez because not only did he came away with 3 sacks tonight and 2 tackles that were behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And aside from not only being at the line, right, down in the dirt at the line, he was also playing back. He was playing back.
Yeah,
a little
I was going to mention that.
He was adding some pressure
so he,
in that kind of that shallow, adding some traffic.
Most of the night, especially the first half, he played. He played more as a down lineman, and then we saw the majority of the second half. He was behind the line as a linebacker. He was in the middle linebacker spot, which also kind of made me wonder what happened to our 100% healthy middle linebackers, but because that was, I believe, Hayden and I can't think of it. Was it Fryer? No, Creeley.
Creeley, yeah.
So, and that brought up the question in the beginning. You know, we had that one big run that you liked in the first. We both liked it from Hayden, that almost 50 yards.
Yep.
And then we didn't see him anymore. All of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute, where's number one? And he was on the sidelines in the full fourth quarter. I couldn't find him in the fourth quarter.
I think that's why Gutierrez
ended up standing up and playing a linebacker. So hopefully we'll get some information from Coach on that next week. Find out what's going on with Mr. Hayden Hafen. And, you know, it was nice having that close game. Hopefully we can finally get our first win next week.
Here's for hoping here, folks. So next game is Waluk High School. They're going to be in the same kind of boat that we are in. The only win so far this year for the Wapato Wolves was against Waluk. So this would be game two that they have won. Your final score was 12-14 with the Hawks still in the losing column. But next week, Saturday, October 11th, 6 p.m., be here. We'll be here. You're listening to Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.